Is it working?
That's all right. He's doing a.
I know he's doing a good job.
That's not it.
Hey, I understand.
Oh. Well, let's hope everything goes well. So.
Anybody said anything to you about the webmaster resignation?
I just know he's resigned at the end of the year. And I've asked who they can think about, and no one's given me an answer.
Well, Diane Hale is the one that should be put in charge of that. She has somebody that should check in. But she's away right now.
Yeah, she's
going back
on
next week.
The other one that I've been told about is Kathy's brother. Does that
Kathy
Anderson? So no, yeah, he works in the office. Our Kathy. She said her brother does that. So I haven't got. I kept waiting for a paper from him to see what it's any good or not.
Does he have a regular job doing
yes.
it, or
yes.
I mean, a regular company? With...
Yes, from what I understand, he's supposed to be pretty good at it.
I want to see that.
I know.
But this guy that Diane told me about deals with special
the other part.
Yes.
They're usually called in before, and when they get there, they know who they are. Well, I guess I can go to my office. Hello, lady. Pretty good. How are you? Oh, there's. Hey, you guys. Glad to see you out, Liz. Nice to see you out. Hi, Gary.
You didn't tell me she was sick.
I haven't talked to you.
The 13th.
You guys.
can't hear the sound. Nope.
And you can see this, that's right, yes. I think. No, no, I can't think anymore. I have my face on that. I said it already said.
Yes, you are.
But I will get a copy of it.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, you're allowed now. Yeah. I don't know what that would be. Oh, I just heard of that.
The one in Ohio?
Oh, they're probably not supposed to in a way, you know.
Yeah, they do. Oh, really? Masculine? Masculine. So, does he want it? They need it to do it soon? Thank you. Unreal. Since January, this is so much. Yeah. Thank you. Bruce is going to talk about, I think, different things in the office. Nothing. We don't have any papers on any. We haven't seen any proposals. We can't vote on it. We haven't seen it. I know, it's kind of a little tough in communication. Yeah, it's been I guess we have two interviews Thursday. I think I'm not allowed to ask you this question. If not, stop me. Shouldn't we read this first? This is a year and a half left in the term. So the because I Carol, if you get put on, you have to take that. Otherwise, you could take this, and then you would have to run for it. This did come in before the. It is kind of a to get it another way. And then you three that got put on and one to get Terry Soup, which was 2 years. Agendas? I got a great ear. I mean, we both
trying.
We
Right. Is this the old book?
Because nobody likes me, they're trying to tell me something, I'm not sure. They're trying to tell me they don't want me.
We got 4 minutes to approve. We got another one. We got 4 minutes, meeting minutes to approve, and we're down to 9 minutes. So many special meetings. Oh no, they schedule right through. Did they used to not happen? They took them. They seem to be doing a lot of different things. Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad you're all on time, since we didn't have enough copies. I made a few more over there for you, so we're running a little behind. I apologize. This is Port Malabar Holiday Park, Mobile Home Park Recreation District. We are... That's what we're doing. This is a 7 o'clock meeting, and it's 7:05. This is our regular meeting. And I proclaim this open for business. May we have Becky?
Okay. Lord, bless this meeting and us to your kingdom. Make us ever mindful of the needs of others. Guide us by your spirit to be quick to listen and think before we speak and slow to anger. Help us to make good decisions for Holiday Park at all of our meetings. We ask all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You would join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. May we have roll call?
Sure can. Kay Allen, Chairman.
Present.
Joan Ocnero, Secretary. Present. Kathy Stone, Assistant Secretary.
Present. Pardon me? Are we on?
No, I got it. Better. Gary Vincent, second chair.
Present.
Becky Ernest. Present. Mark Boda, treasurer.
Present.
Dave Curtis, first vice chair.
Present.
And that's it. Everybody's here.
Thank you.
Chairperson, before we go on, I'd like to question a few things on the agenda before we get started on it. Number six says just meeting minutes for 5:19, and it looks like we're repeating the same thing twice. I think what I'd like to do is when they redo the minutes, have them add that there was a special meeting and put that it was for the storm drain, just to, so we have a little bit of a difference. And the one underneath that for the special meeting in the afternoon, put that it was Chasing Gill. And then the bottom one, number nine, it also says, I mean, it looks like it's just a regular meeting and we should specify that it's a special meeting. And we could put that it's on the budget. And then I don't know about anybody else, but you've got on here that you want us to vote on Alpine and the pool blueprints. And I haven't seen a thing on that. I don't know if anybody else has, but we've got no information on that. So I'm not sure how we can vote on it. And the other question I had was with Bruce Crabb. He's under old business and there's no subject there. So I don't know if it is old business or, you know, it should say Bruce Crabb and then whatever the topic is.
He'll have a topic for you whenever he does it. I don't know what the topic is.
Well, how do we know it's old business then? How do we know it's old business?
Okay, anything else, Jen?
One more thing. You've got Chasing Gill on here, and as the item on the agenda, and I thought I was the contact person for him. And I was wondering if that's been changed. Because I called him, talked to him about it, and he had no idea he was on the agenda.
until I called them.
Okay.
So am I the contact person or aren't I? You changed that and didn't tell me?
You probably are still on it, but I'm talking with him. He called me and talked to me, and we've been talking. So,
well, the point is,
so when he's ready, he will be back talking with you on this. But he's discussed some things and was really some nice, bright things. And I wanted to bring it up and tell everybody how good everything's coming. But you seem to want to jump the gun before I get there.
No.
Just give me time to get there. Okay, please be quiet, folks.
I've got the floor right now. Excuse me. The point is, Kay, that we share information. It doesn't only go to you. We cannot operate as a board and work together if only one person has all the information.
I don't have all the information. You got quite a bit of it. All I have is just what he told me the other day on the phone, and I wanted to share it with the people. So is that okay?
You haven't shared it with anybody else.
Well,
I mean, it's okay if you bring it up here, but the point is,
that's what we're going to do.
The point is, we cannot work as a team if we're not sharing the information as a team.
Well, that works both ways. Works both ways. Thank you, folks. You did a nice
Kay.
Job. Yes, sir.
Maybe one thing, if you wouldn't mind changing. I believe we should read Ursula Brunig's letter of resignation prior to Carol Summers' letter of intent, because Ursula's seat and her letter came in first is for till the end of 2023, whereas the open seat, Keith's, is to the end of this year. And I think Carol should have an opportunity to take the seat that's for another year and a half. We kind of made that same mistake when we didn't read Terry's letter of resignation, which had the same amount of time left on it. And the three applicants that were put on that night, all of them had to take seats just till the end of the year. And none of them had an opportunity to take a seat for a year and a half. So I think we should read.
I have quite a few pieces of correspondence, and that was the first one on my list.
Okay. Thank you.
Correspondence in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, my first piece of correspondence is Ursula Brunig. She said, I hereby resign as a trustee and assistant treasurer. I will be out of town until June 1st. At that time, I will hand in a letter. I am truly sorry if this has caused any problems. Ursula Brunig. The second correspondence is Gary Vincent has passed the ethics course. Dave Curtis has passed the ethics course. We only have one person left on the board who has not taken the course.
I know. Payday comes up soon.
Do you have, I was going to ask you, maybe you'd already taken it and just hadn't told
me. No, I'm waiting on payday.
Okay.
I'm not rich like a lot.
Payday's coming up. Anything else?
Yeah, I got a bunch more.
Okay.
I was looking for my pencil.
Thanks, Mark.
I have a letter here from Mary Quirk that I'm going to read. It says, I have been, and this was written, I think, the day after the last meeting. So it says, I have been in this park going on 4 years now and have seen a few chairmen come and go along with trustees. A few also were asked by Cherie to get on the board, some who did absolutely nothing but take up a seat. What boggles my mind, everyone knew what was going on and nothing was being done until now that we're being sued for $38,000 and a treasurer who resigned for fear of charges being brought against him. I thought the trustees are a voice for the residents, but what I have seen in the past, it's their agenda and not the residents. People, step back and think about what hasn't been accomplished. and how much money has been spent on really non-essentials. When you enter into this building for a meeting, you need to leave your personal feelings and agendas at the door. If you don't like someone on the board, save it for outside these meetings. Sitting watching the faces that you all make is priceless. You would have to be a dummy to see who doesn't respect others. The board we have now, in my opinion, only five seem to really care about the park and the residents. They keep getting roadblocks in their way, but they get through. If anyone has something to say about the board, then run for a seat. If not, remember the saying, shut up or put up. For the residents that keep saying, this is my happy place, don't you think to all of us, this is our happy place also? If things don't change, this will no longer be a happy place. To the people who keep fighting to make this a better place, I commend you. You know who you are. I tell you all the time. Mary Quirk. Now, at the last board meeting, I don't know if you remember, but I asked the question of why we cannot pay residents to work here and to perform here. So, well, I got the answer. I'm not sure who to thank for it because nobody took credit for it. But Linda Santa Maria finally gave me the document that I was looking for. And in here, it states very clearly what it is. It's the certificate of incorporation for the HPPOA, not this board, that board. And it says this corporation is organized to operate exclusively for pleasure, recreation, and other nonprofit purposes. And no part of any net earnings shall inure to the benefit of any member, director, or officer. So that's why the HPPOA cannot pay for the entertainment of, you know, the talented people that we have here. Now, if there's a project or something, like we've got people working at the gate, if you go on payroll, that's totally different. That's not the HPPOA. So what I'm going to recommend to the HPPOA is that they get this put into the About Us book. So when this question comes up again in a year or 5 years, whenever, all they have to do is look right here.
Joan, isn't that in the bylaws?
No, this is the only place I found it.
Okay. I thought it was too.
Well, now we know why it's in there, because it's part of their incorporation.
Right, but the bylaws are in the About Us book.
Okay. No,
they should be.
Not the HPPOA one.
Okay.
They have their own.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Don't.
All right, now I have a letter from Moira. It says, hi there, I have been on the Zoom meetings and have not heard mention of the kitchen renovation or repair to the electric, plumbing, lighting, etc. I know Carol Summers has been working very hard talking to contractors and getting proposals. I see you are having a budget meeting on Wednesday and was hoping this subject would come up. The summer will go very quickly, and the next thing we know, we will be starting up events. We have all our volunteers in place for dinners, dances, lunches, and the kitchen is vital to our success. Mark.
In response to that, when we start looking at doing individual projects, we need to look at this building as a whole. Mr. Peck brought up that when we were discussing upgrading communications and looking at the electrical, that this also affects what's in the kitchen. So I think the way to approach this is that we take care of the infrastructure things first, so that we aren't going into that repeatedly when we do individual projects. So for this building, what we need is to have an electrical engineer go throughout this building and look at our electrical. Our electrical is, I don't know how old, as old as the building. So we probably aren't up to code with where our electrical is. So we need to start there prior to doing these other jobs in this building and ensure that those items get brought up to code. So when we do start to do renovations and updates, we aren't doing them individually and affecting something else in the building in the process.
Carol Summers, 1143 Greenview Court. In response to Moira's request for information, I'm still working on the project. Our construction engineer was actually in here today with the plumbing.
Oh, good.
It's a very detailed thing, like Mr. Boda was just saying, because it's intertwined so much the building as a whole, the electrical is completely outdated. So he's having to bring in everyone to do inspections before we actually can get some figures. We're not going to get figures right away because they had to do blueprints and they're having to do all kinds of stuff. And this is not going to be a very simple fix. It's going to be a massive fix. And so as soon as I can start getting figures, I will present them. But right now I have no figures because they're still working, doing their inspections.
Thank you, Carol. Sounds like it's probably not going to be done this summer, but we're working on it. Okay, now I have one from Diane Bell, who couldn't be here tonight. It has been suggested at several trustee meetings that we need to update the Holiday Park website. I was recently told that our webmaster is retiring at the end of 2022. Therefore, there is some urgency to this matter. I originally sent this information to Rick Brooks on February 23rd, 2022. I do not know if any action was taken by Rick before other events intervened and he resigned from the board. Karen Foote suggested that I should take a look at the website of our sister park, Holiday Park Northport. And then she gave us a link so we could all go look at that. In my opinion, their site is considerably more functional than our current site. They also appear to have an instant contact feature, which allows them to message owners either by text or email. In reading the website, I made note of the web designer in the lower right-hand corner of the homepage. It turns out that Streamline is a web service company that specializes in servicing special districts. I don't know what we are currently paying for web services, and I have no idea what Streamline services might cost, but they are definitely worth looking into. Also, a conversation with the trustee board chairman at Northport might answer a few questions. And then she gives us her name and her email address. Okay, then I'll read Lori's, and then I'll read. Okay. Oh, and this is kind of a sad one. It says, I am writing to submit my resignation from Port Malabar Holiday Park. My last day will be July 29th, 2022. I am resigning due to my retirement. Thank you for the opportunity you have provided me. I wish you all the best. It has been a pleasure working with you. And that's from Lori Lyons.
Lori from the Lyons. Office.
And now I have one more. And it says, after much consideration, I would like to have your full consideration to be reinstated as a board member as a member of the Board of Trustees. As many of you know, I resigned of the park. As a result of that board. However, after due consideration, I feel I may have acted in haste. I am more than willing to work on behalf of the residents and the board and the park as a whole to do whatever it takes to see that our community continues to function according to the Florida state statutes and the Florida sunshine laws. As such, I would like to submit my certificate of completion of the required 4-hour ethics course training as proof of my dedication to the board and the laws. If given the opportunity to take a seat on the board, I promise that I will work together with each member of the board to ensure a positive future for our community. And that's from Carol Summers, and she also passed the course.
Okay. Now I'd like to go back here to chairman's announcements. Lori has asked, please do not go in the office unless you are invited. That means all residents and trustees. We also need to install our treasurer and our assistant treasurer. We are having problems in the park with people walking around late at night or driving around. People have had them on their cameras at night, so forth. They've called me. The thing I keep telling everyone to do, please call the police. It's so much safer for you to not be out looking, trying to find them. It's so much better for you to call the police and let them go, pick them up. If they don't belong in our park, we want them out of our park. So, yes, ma'am.
Ursula Brunig, 1141 Lindsay Court. The back of the park just has a fence with a bunch of grown-up weeds. Anybody can come over that. Because I went back there with my hoopty and I was shocked. I'm like, even I could climb over. And I'm half dead. So I don't know, is there any plans to get some big fence put or barbed wire? Or I mean,
I don't have any idea what that's in the future right this minute, Ursula, but it's a nice idea.
Well, you know where I mean, though,
yes, ma'am.
Right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But maybe somebody should think about that.
Yes, but you know, the main thing are, if you see them in the park, please call the cops. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Madam Chair, this is, we need to go back to the agenda.
Okay,
I'm
just a minute.
Responding to what she was saying about the people in the, wandering in the park. Okay. Sharon Schmidt, 1055 Sunflower Lane. Two definitions, gatekeeper and security guard. A gatekeeper is a person who controls access to something. A security guard is a person that's employed by a private party to protect the employing party's assets from a variety of hazards by enforcing preventative measures. My suggestion, reverse the gate arms so that entrance must pass the guard shack. This is to include walkers and bicyclers. All non-residents should show picture ID. Walkers and bikers should also show a photo ID. This would also provide better safety for the guard because he would not have to cross across a vehicle lane to check the non-resident. As to cost, would it be inexpensive? No. An unarmed security guard would cost about $20 an hour. Having a guard for 24 hours, 7 days a week, would cost $24,960 a year. However, considering that people are wandering around the park at liberty at all hours of the night, I think the safety is worth it. And I also realize that reversing the gate arms would involve a cost to the park. But I think in the long run,
It would prove more effective than the system we currently have. Thank you.
Thank you.
I got to weigh in on that.
Pardon me?
I got to get in on it. Regarding this particular subject while we're right here, I went up and investigated on that incident that Diane Bell's ring or whatever recorded. And in those hours, nobody come through that gate, according to the gatekeeper. Okay? Now, if it's my opinion that is someone here in the park that was out at 3 o'clock in the morning going through the trash and flashing flashlights behind people's residence up around the Burrell Circle area. I can't prove that the guy at the guard shack let somebody in, but it's in the near future. I am going to get the head of the gate, how it does work. Lots of times guys come through that we think, well, they didn't stop. They might have a 3-day pass, and this particular fella that's on the gate knows this, and he knows the vehicle and he knows the person. There is circumstances in there that I don't even know yet. I'm still trying to figure out the whole system of up there. And anybody that goes up and thinks that they're going to demand information from that security shack, you're wrong. You can't get that information. It's not public knowledge. It's in our bylaws. It's in the sunshine laws. And I kind of went along and thought, well, you know, anybody can get that information. We can't do that. It's private, and it belongs to the trustees, the office, and that's it. So that's where I'm at with that, and I'm still working on it, just to let you know. Thank you.
Yes, I've worked with Derek quite a bit. They've had a new person up there working, and they, of course, they've quit already. You know, they didn't like the job. But it's more intense than what people realize what you have to do. And I work Mother's Day. Now, let me tell you, that was not anything that I would say never do again. But I volunteered because a worker decided to quit that night before and they didn't have anybody. I'll tell you, when you have bad knees and bad back and all these nice goodies and you got to go up and down steps, let me tell you, it's not a fun job. So, you know, you've got to be a little kind with these guys up there working. I don't always agree with the way they do it, but I have asked questions. We've have discussed it. And I'm hoping that we get it all straightened out soon, as Dave was talking about. Now, my next thing, our attorney has asked that we pick someone on the board to be able to talk with him and the other attorney and try to get things say about it. Mark.
So very early in this process, I had gone up the office to spend a day at the office and work, and our park attorney, Carl Bona, called me and started to discuss this issue. And I was the only one there at the time. And then that Friday, he had called and I had asked Joan Okanero and Becky Ernest to come in and listen to what the attorney had to say. And at that point, he said to me, please ask the ladies to leave the room. We only want to have a single point of contact. This is the first meeting we've had to address this. He called today. I spoke with him today, and his words were, I would like at the meeting for the Board of Trustees to designate a single point of contact to communicate with our counsel and Mr. Bone. We are currently trying to determine whether or not our insurance would cover an independent third-party investigator. I've been going back and forth for the last 3 weeks trying to get that simple question answered. And it doesn't appear that anybody understands what an independent third party is. So I sent an email today to Mr. Noah, who is the counsel for the park. I copied Mr. Bone on it, and I copied the representative for our insurance company. It is currently in the hands of our counsel. It was in all the correspondence I've gotten. I'm not making an assumption, but it appears to me that if our counsel recommends and requests a third party independent investigator, that should be covered by our insurance. However, I'm still waiting on an answer. Once the board gets that answer, then I'm guessing that they would give us some references, and the board could decide on which outfit they wanted to go with as far as a third party. I have one more thing. Just the reason for a third party is that this would be separate from our counsel, and it would protect the counsel from having to be a witness for in the process of this if it goes to litigation. And both attorneys, when I've spoken with them, both recommended an independent third-party investigator. So we're waiting to hear back from our counsel, and then we can go forward with what the board needs to decide as far as it may be a case where the insurance says, no, we won't cover that. And then it'll be up to the board to decide, do we want to go ahead with a third party? And if they decide to go forward, then they would have to decide on what organization they were going to go with. So that's where we stand. But Mr. Bone said today he wanted to get in the meeting minutes and on record a single point of contact for Holiday Park to communicate with our counsel and Mr. Bone.
Mark, I'll make a motion that we appoint you, Mark Boda, as a single point of contact for the both the attorney and the insurance company in this total investigation.
I'll second that.
It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion from the trustees?
I did read we all got to read a correspondence from Attorney Boone, actually sent to the insurance company's attorney that Mark was on the phone with, the one that asked him to remain in private on the call. And Attorney Boone recommends that we hire a third-party investigator, irregardless if it's covered under our park's insurance. But I'm 100% in favor of Mark being our point of contact.
Okay, any other discussion?
Bruce Crabb, 4-42 Neighborly Court. I know we can't discuss this. When I brought the paper up and gave it to Kay, and I gave it to you the next day, Mark, from the insurance company, if I remember right on that paper, the last time we had the lawsuit that I was involved in, they appointed an independent investigator for them, the insurance company. Now, is that what they said or not? That's what I remember from that letter. Now, I ain't got the letter here, so I remember I gave it to you. And I thought on the second page, they said that they appointed an independent investigator representing the insurance company. Mm-hmm. Isn't that?
But that's different. That was an accident on the park's property. Okay, this is completely different.
It is. I understand. So that counsel you're referring to is the insurance company counsel?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Answer that. Okay, everybody in favor, raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carried.
7 yes, 0 no.
Okay. Carol, I don't know what, would you like to come up? Oh, you've got it. Would you like a copy? Joan?
No.
Oh, we have to discuss it and swear and
vote
on it. We haven't even appointed or hadn't made a motion or anything.
We haven't talked about it at all.
Well, I'm just rushing you right along. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any discussion from the trustees?
Well, we have to make a motion.
Yeah, we have to make a motion.
I make a motion that we appoint Carol Summers to the Board of Trustees.
I'll second that.
Been moved and second. Any discussion on it?
Carol, are you currently still technically a signer for the checks for the park?
You know, I can't answer that. Shortly after I did resign from the board, there was an instance where they needed me to sign checks, and I verified with the office and the bank that I was still a signer. And unless it's been changed, I do believe I am still a signer on the account.
That would be a helpful thing, since we have a former board member still signing checks. Would you be willing to serve as assistant secretary if
we aren't in that area yet?
That shouldn't be something I should answer at this point in time. Or I should even be questioned.
Any other discussion?
Comment on the check signers. Until such time that we had an assistant treasurer appointed, I wasn't going to change anything in there. I'd like to do it all at one time. Correct. Once those positions are filled.
Okay. Yep. Any other discussion?
The only question that I have is, are you going to get mad again?
I have actually learned how to take a chill pill. I'm doing very good with that. If I get mad, I am going to be honest enough to tell you that I need to walk away for 3 minutes if I need to.
Okay.
When I got angry that night, I sucked it in until after the meeting was over. And then I took it out on the kitchen door. That was a stupid thing to do. I've never allowed myself to ever feel that kind of anger. And I hope and pray I never feel it again. Because to break your arm over something trivial and stupid. Well, it wasn't trivial and stupid at the time, but right now it is.
It was a stupid thing.
But it was an ignorant thing to do. And I learned from my mistake. And what I can say is that if I'm given the opportunity to come back on the board, I promise that I will control my mouth. And I will do my best to work with everybody. And I will do my best to work on behalf of the people of the park, because it's the people of the park who make this our happy place.
Right.
Thank you.
Carol, I think one other issue, if we do vote you on the board tonight, is you're on that committee with Becky. So one of you would have to step down because you can't have two board members on the same committee.
The HR? I mean,
the DM committee.
Yes.
The search committee. Oh. And that isn't an issue. I will do what the board guides me to do and would happily step back.
Anything else?
Yeah.
You all in favor? Raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you.
For the record, I want to say that was 7 yes and 0 no.
Chairman, do you think it might be a good time right now to fill the seats, the officer positions that are not filled or that haven't been voted on yet?
Let's just get this done first, Gary. Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's inappropriate to do that at this point.
No, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Ursula's seat?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Carol, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend
the Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government
of the United States.
Of the United States
and of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office
under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully
perform the duties of trustee.
Perform the duties of trustee
of the Board of Trustees.
Of the Board of Trustees
of the Port Malabar Holiday Park.
Of the Port Malabar Holiday Park
Mobile Home Park Recreation District.
Mobile Home Park Recreation District.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Come and join us. Okay, now I would like to go ahead and I'd like to have our treasurer elected.
I'll make a motion that we appoint Mark Boda as our treasurer.
I need a second.
I second it.
Been moved and seconded that Mark is our treasurer.
That was Becky.
Any comment?
He's already doing the job.
I know.
And I might add, he's doing a great job.
Okay, everybody in favor? Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Mark, for everything you're doing, and we appreciate you more than you know.
When you ask for a vote, you need to ensure that you recognize that everybody raised their hand. I didn't raise my hand.
I'm so sorry. Okay. You were hiding behind Dave.
Big kind of guy.
Okay.
Okay, so that was 6-0.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay, we need assistant.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't get the vote count on that last one. Did Carol vote?
Okay, everybody in favor, raise your hand. Hi. You see okay. That?
So now it's 8.
Everybody against? Nobody passed.
All of us.
Thank you. Okay, we need assistant treasurer.
I make a motion to appoint Becky Ernst for assistant treasurer.
I'll second that motion.
Been moved and seconded that Becky be assistant treasurer. Do we have any discussion?
I have one discussion.
Yes.
Beck, I have one question for you. How are we going to handle this if you retire out at the end of the year?
Well, the positions are all done over at the beginning of the next year anyway, even if I don't renew my trustee board position. They're all done over at the beginning of the year anyway. Anybody can run for assistant treasurer or chairperson or anything.
Okay. I just wonder if you had any preferences on any of that.
Nope. I have 9 years background running a credit union. So I think I have a little bit of financial background.
Any other discussion? Everybody in favor? Raise your hand high. Motion carried. Congratulations, Beck. Appreciate you accepting. Yay. Okay. Now we're going to the approval of minutes.
Don't we have to vote for you to be the chair?
No, it's automatic.
Why?
No, it is not.
No one else? It's the only position automatic?
Yes, it is.
No, so, it is not.
No, it isn't.
May I speak, please?
Go ahead.
God. According to our bylaws, Article 6, If the office of any member of the Board of Trustees becomes vacant prior to the expiration of such member's term of office, the Board of Trustees shall fill the vacancy by majority vote of the remaining trustees by appointment of a successor from among the electors of the district. Such appointment member shall hold the office for the remainder of the term of the vacant office. In an AGO's letter, that's the Attorney General's opinion, this statute specifically provides that any vacancy on the Board of Trustees must be filled by the appointment of a successor to fill the remainder of the unexpired term. This successor must be appointed by the trustees from among the qualified electors of the district. When you are appointed, when we do our reorganization meeting, we appoint all the officers on the board. When a vacancy comes up for the treasurer position or the chairman position, in the case of the chairman, the first vice chair assumes the duties and responsibilities on the board. Their appointed position is first vice chair, and they become the acting chair. The chairman position is filled by a vote by the Board of Trustees. If the first vice chair is appointed to that position, then the board would again have to appoint a first vice chair, and so on. It is not a reorg meeting. It is a filling of vacancies that were left by someone that either resigned or ended their term. So yes, from what I've read in both our bylaws and the Attorney General's opinion, we need to appoint and vote a chairman.
Mark, can we appoint somebody that has a different position now? Or is it somebody that doesn't have
a
position?
So if there was somebody that wanted to be appointed to a different position on the board, as Bruce mentioned in the meeting when we appointed the last time, that person would first have to submit a letter of resignation for the position they held, unless they were just in a trustee position. And then I would assume that they would also put a letter saying, this is why I'm resigning and I would like to run for this position. I feel these are my qualifications. And then, of course, the board would be able to appoint somebody to a different position.
So it sounds like we need to vote to make the chair position permanent for the rest of our term.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. This has been handled many times in the park in the past. In the bylaws, we have a direct order of succession for the presiding officer. Mm-hmm. It's right here in the bylaws. The order of succession for the presiding officer of the Board of Trustees shall be as follows. Chairman, first vice chair, second vice chair, secretary, assistant secretary, and treasurer. If you remember right, a few years ago, the chairman and first chairman both resigned, which is why Jack Emmerich became chairman. This is the order of succession right in the bylaws. They do not have to be voted. She's automatically the chairman.
No, that is not correct.
Excuse me, people. No. That's the way it's been in the past.
Yeah, but that's, and it's it doesn't not right. make it right.
Right. It's right here in the Bible.
They changed the rules.
No, we don't need to.
Thank you.
I would like to make a comment, Bruce. Huh? Order of succession for presiding officer.
Right.
It does not appoint that person to that position.
That is correct.
If for some reason something happened with the chairman now, the next person that would assume the duties would be the second vice chair. That does not make them the chairman. The chairman is appointed and voted on by the board. Now, I understand how we've done things in the past.
Well, that's the rule. That's the rules and the bylaws. I'm sorry.
That's how you read the rules.
Well, read it.
Order of succession for presiding officer.
That is the presiding officer.
Correct.
Correct.
She is not appointed as the chair. She is still the first vice chair, acting chair, because she is the presiding officer. She's following the succession.
Yeah.
If Kay resigned and the first vice chair resigned, the second vice chair resigned, so on, you get down to assistant secretary.
I understand.
They're not appointed. They're gonna assume the duties and roles of the chairperson.
That's right.
In the order of succession of presiding officer.
Right.
It doesn't make them the chairperson.
Well, I don't know what you call them, but we have precedent for many, many years in the park. And when the chairman resigns, the next person goes up. We had the chairman and the first vice chairman and another trustee resigned at a meeting a few years ago, which is how Jack Emmert became chairman. He wasn't voted in. He'd done it by succession.
I understand.
Should have been voted in.
No, I'm sorry.
It says it in Article 6.
Whatever.
That way we remove all doubt that we have Mark. We just voted on Mark. He stepped up from assistant to treasurer, got a unanimous vote of support. Nobody's complaining. If we don't vote on chairperson, there's going to be some concern that we didn't do what we're supposed to do. So let's do what we're supposed to do.
Karen Foote, 214 Holiday Park. What we would all like to see, I'm sure, in this park, we have a full board tonight. We have not had a full board in January, February, March,
no, you don't.
April, May.
We still down
we
one.
Haven't had it, okay?
We only have 8 trustees.
I know,
that's
but we
not
have,
full.
We have a full board than we had in January. We're still missing one more, which you guys never, ever announce at every meeting, and you should be.
That's
There's
true.
One more spot to fill.
That's right.
I think what you guys need to do, besides what Bruce says, we need a whole reorganization. You guys got enough people on here. Joni wants to be in a different spot. Gary probably would like to be in a different spot. Why don't you all get together and reorganize a whole group? Bruce,
no,
we know you say no, Bruce. You're the only one in here saying no.
Actually,
the rest of us would like to
there's
see
a few
this
people
board
that would,
done.
There's a few that would say no to it.
There's a few, Gary, but there's a right, bunch Becky? That are wait, shaking their heads saying, board. Yes, let's do it.
It's not appropriate.
Right, right. And I don't want anything done with my position. I mean, I'm good just being on the board. And no, that's why I nominated Dave for first chair, because I don't want first chair.
Well, now we have two first chair.
No, we don't.
Well, we do. Kay's still first chair.
No, you don't go back to your old position.
Okay. That is her position if she's just presiding.
Oh, well, then they'd switch.
If she's...
First chair would go to chair? Chair back to first? Is that what you said?
So, ladies and gentlemen, based upon what Mr. Boda has just read to you and based upon what Mr. Crabb has stated, Robert's Rules of Orders is something that we have a tendency not to follow because we are a special district. But our bylaws and our deeds, our guidelines are very heavily spelled out. It does state that the chairs must be appointed and approved by majority vote, and it makes no difference what chair it is. The order of succession, as Mr. Crabb did point out, is that the first vice chair steps into the chairmanship and acts as the chairman until such time as appointment is done. You read both pieces and you understand both pieces. They're separate, but yet they are connected all in one. So technically, reading that and understanding that, the vote to place Mr. Curtis as first vice chairman at our last meeting was illegal because the first vice chairmanship is held by Ms. Allen. Okay.
Yes.
So Ms. Allen, in her position as first vice chairman, which she was appointed to and approved by the board, has been acting as the chairman, but is not the chairman until the board approves her. That is the way the book is written. That is the way the succession of office goes. So it's up to the board to approve her in that position. It should have been done. And Mr. Curtis, currently, you're sitting as first vice chair, but technically you should just be a trustee until you're actually put into a position that becomes vacant. So your spot actually is not filled properly.
Agreed.
Because Ms. Allen should take it. And if she's going to want to be the chairman, then you vote her in, but she does have to relinquish her position so that he can legally be placed in it.
But I want to weigh in here. Based on what Mr. Boder has written or said, we have to follow state guidelines. We don't have any choice. The state rules us. Our bylaws are covered by the state. If the state says you're going to do it this way, that's the way it's got to be done. I can't deviate from it. Anything in the Sunshine Law tell you the same thing. We have to stay the course. Rather, we think it should be one way or we think it should be another. It's what the state says we have to do.
Tim, I think somebody should make a motion for the chairperson. And I guess I'd like to make a motion that we nominate Carol Summers as chairperson.
I second.
So what are we going to do now? We have a nomination for chair and we have an acting chair. How are we going to vote?
Well, discussion. You don't vote for acting chair. You vote for whoever's nominated. You
discussion
vote for the
nomination. We'll put it that way. Is that the only nomination?
Discussion should follow.
Stacey Vinson, 1111 Seminole Court. Last meeting, there was a motion made by a recently resigned member of the board, and that did not appear on the agenda. And I also think that needs to be addressed this evening. Thank you.
What did she say?
There was a motion.
Any other comment?
Okay, I have something to say. At the last meeting that I was here, I did make a motion to remove the chairwoman back to trustee. The reason was, from the time Ms. Allen, you took the chair. Every time I had my hand up, you ignored me. My husband had to sit here with a piece of paper point to me. Gary, Mark, and other trustees raised their hands and would say, no, it's Ursula. When I asked you something last meeting, you had Miss Becky answer. Why? Do you have a personal agenda? If you do, you gotta leave it at the door and treat me the way you treat everybody else. When my hand is up, I expect you to treat me like everybody else, and you didn't. And that was the reason I resigned. Every time I said something, you said, not now, Ursula, no, Ursula. You treated me like dirt. And you talk to me like I'm a two-year-old child. By the way, just because I have an accent, I'm not an idiot, okay? Basically, I'm very smart, much smarter than some of you think. But I'm not going to take that up. Abuse. I have five pages I'm going to read at the end, and I want everybody to hear, the people here. What's going on? Because this is not right. And maybe I can take a few minutes now, the minutes you never gave me before, Mrs. Allen.
First, I'm going to ask that you please wait until.
Well, I think I have the
reason.
Right.
The reason I'm asking is because we have a motion on the floor.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I'm just going to make one last comment. Our bylaws have been approved by two different attorneys on the park. Let's just throw the whole thing out the window then, folks. You know, if there's something wrong, then change the bylaws.
Bruce,
but it has been approved by two attorneys.
I think it's a matter of interpretation, and it seems like the majority interprets it a lot
different
than
you
do.
Right, so let's dig out the tar and feathers.
Okay, now, any other comment? Any other nominations? Since you're nominating Carol.
So we can do multiple nominations.
Well, why not?
Why not?
I just want to be sure because I make mistakes.
I think it has to be somebody who doesn't have a position.
All right, Dave. So what you're saying is Dave, what Carol was saying is Dave's first vice chair position. I think she even said illegal. And I thought if Kay was no longer going to be the chair, that Dave would become the chair as first chair, and we'd have to approve that. So I'm going to nominate Dave Curtis for chair.
No, Mark did.
I mean, I'm a little confused, so.
I made the motion to have Carol be chair, and Mark seconded it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got motion for Dave. You have any seconds? Is there any comment?
I would like to say that in many meetings, this board has gotten lost off topic and has not been run in the manner that it needs to be run. In those cases, Carol Summers was the one resident, one of two residents, that called point of order, came up, and got the board back where they needed to be. She understands Robert's rules. She knows how a meeting should be run. I was impressed when she was on the board before. She all spoke very intelligently, and she knew what she was talking about.
Sure.
Carol really cares about this park. So if anybody on the board, being not a chairperson, I think she deserves it.
Very good.
Myself, I have full confidence in Carol or Dave, and I think we're going to be much better off.
Okay. We do not have a second for Dave yet.
No, not yet.
Okay. We have a second for Carol. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any other comment? Everybody in favor for Carol? Let's go back in as chairman. Carol, congratulations.
8 yes, 0 no. Point of order. We need to then figure out what to do about the first chair position, whether it's Kay or Dave.
I'll nominate Dave Curtis again for first chair.
I'd second that.
Hold.
With that position was.
Wait a minute.
That
wait a minute,
position
please.
Was not negated.
Kay was appointed the first vice chair. When we made Dave and voted Dave as first vice chair, we should not have done that.
Right.
Kay was appointed to that position. She still holds that appointed position. So there should not be a need for a vote for a first vice chair.
Correct.
Kay is appointed. That is her position.
That is correct. Thank you.
And Dave goes back to trustee.
That's yes. Correct.
Okay.
Well, I just want to thank Dave for stepping up in our hour of need. We did not know that Carol was going to come up here and become our chair. And I want to thank Carol for rejoining this board and providing experienced leadership to this board, because we actually desperately need it.
But I also,
thank you very much, Carol.
I would also like to...
Thank you very much.
I would also like to thank Kay for all of her time and effort that she has put into the office and into the chair that she was working on, and thank her for all she has done.
I thank you for that.
Speaking,
it has been a good experience.
I have to weigh in.
I think that we're going to have to work out maybe a different schedule where we all spend a day in there or something, so that
Dave's talking.
I want to weigh in, but we come to the problem now of where do we go with a new park manager?
That's down on the agenda.
Well, it's part of the chairperson was running the park. Okay? Now we're setting in a different situation, and we did it wrong the first time. Let's figure out what we're supposed to do next as far as the park management goes. Does Carol have to take over the park management system along with?
Yes.
No, it's not written that way. Let's figure it out before we jump.
Mark.
As far as the office, our people in the office can do their job and do their job very, very well. They don't need a babysitter. However, every trustee should have an interest in working up in that office to see the day-to-day operations that take place. I've spent days up there. It is not an easy thing to do. Every trustee should pick a day, go up to the office, spend the day in the office. In the event that something comes up that the office staff cannot handle, that may be complaints. It may be what do you call it when you go out and look at
inspections?
A home? Inspections for new owners, that things like that that the office staff doesn't handle. And it would definitely educate the trustees on what goes on in that office and how this park is run. I don't think it needs to be the chairperson that needs to be in the office every day acting as the district manager. If something should come up that a trustee doesn't feel comfortable with or can't handle, they always have the option to call the chairman and say, "Chairman, I'm out of my league. Could you come up and help me out?"
Mark, there is one thing that I know is going to come up. And now with Carol as our chairman, and she could be our acting DM. But if we get any legal correspondence, and you're our point of contact, Mark, could between you and Carol make sure that the whole board is informed the way we should be? Because I need to make one comment. When I expressed my dismay at the delay in legal correspondence to the board, in no way did I mean to insinuate that the office staff was causing that delay. They absolutely do exactly what they're told. And if they're instructed to distribute it to their board, it happens within moments. But if they don't get the correspondence back in their hands and those instructions, then it's out of their control. And no way did our office staff cause any delay in correspondence. And I'm very comfortable now and relieved that there'll be no more of that in the future with Mark as our point of contact and Carol as our chair. I'm extremely relieved because all I need to know is just to be kept up on things, as you all can imagine. Thank you for both of what you're going to do in the future. And if any other trustees kind of filling in, they might want to consult with either of you if something comes in and you're not there.
Just so that you remember, please, sir, when you're talking legal correspondence with the things that are going on within the park right now, there may be some correspondence that the attorneys deliberately say cannot be distributed because of the confidentiality of it. Sure. Therefore, if you don't get it right away, it isn't because you're not wanting or not needing to be given it. It's something that they're recommending not be done. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Boda will be the contact with that, as you have already voted.
There will be no correspondence. None.
Okay.
Our direction from the attorneys and counsel is that this will not be discussed between trustees or trustees and the public, period.
All right, Madam Chairman, before we move forward, I do believe we need to go ahead and do the change of seats so that we can conduct the meeting officially.
Oh, that's not good.
We ain't got a chairman to recognize you. Just a quick question, folks. I have stood up at this microphone for a number of years and said every trustee should work 2 hours a couple of times a month in the office to learn our procedures. I've said this right along. And, you know, I did something. I was updating books today. And then I asked Lori for a copy of the fine structure. She said, I don't have a copy of the fine structure, the one that we just didn't voted on. I said it was voted on at the last meeting. She said, I don't have a copy of it. I went home and got my copy and brought it over. And I said, here it is.
Please. I understand.
So I made 13 copies, gave it to all you people tonight. That's how we ended up with it here. Whatever.
Net Regas 409 Holiday. Can we get back to the agenda and keep Bruce from getting up every 5 minutes? We're off the agenda completely.
Thank you. One last comment, please. Yes, ma'am. One last comment and we will proceed. Thank you.
Ursula Brunig, 1141 Lindsay Court. Mark, you're an all the way around great guy. You're the most honest person I know. Okay, I just want to say that. Of the whole board, you are it. And I'm glad you're treasurer because that money be watched. Number one. Number two, you said every trustee should go to the office and work. Right here on the number five today, chairman announcement, do not go to the office unless you are invited. That means all residents and trustees. Right there, number five. So what do we go by you or we go by the chairman announcements? I mean, I'm not a trustee anymore, but that's one, it's exactly different than the other. So which one is it, Madam Chairwoman?
I would like to see that the trustees all take a turn in the office. I believe that's the way
great
to do it. It's been a challenge on Ms. Allen to be in there full time the way she has been. I understand that. I've worked in that office. It can be very hairy. But in order for this board to understand how our park operates on a daily to day to day basis, I think it should be mandatory that everyone take a turn in there to learn the job, to understand the complications and to understand the duties of this park. Because without those and without that knowledge, we're just flying by the seat of our pants.
So we should all learn. And I thank you for clarifying that, because it was direct. One said don't go and the other person said go.
Madam Chair.
When the trustees are invited into the office to work, they are invited in. So everyone should always be invited in. You just don't walk through the doors. I think
well,
that was the
a normal person wouldn't unless they asked. Thank you
very much.
Carol, could you maybe set a little bit of a schedule or something for us?
We can work on a schedule. Yes, okay. I will do that. I would like to get back on track, though. The next topic of the agenda is the approval of the minutes for the special meeting on the drain system of May 19th. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion made by Dave Curtis to accept the minutes. Do I have a second?
A second.
Second by Karen Allen. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I'm going to call for the vote. In favor, please raise your right hand. Those opposed? Seeing none, the vote is carried.
8 yes, 0 no.
Next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of May 19th with Chasen Gill. Do I have a motion to accept those minutes?
I move to accept the minutes of May 19th.
Second.
It's been moved by Mark Boda and seconded by Dave Curtis to accept those minutes. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to call for the vote. Those in favor, please signify by raising your right hand. Motion carried.
8 yes, 0 no.
Approval of the minutes from the meeting of May 23rd, 2022. Do I have a motion to accept those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of May 23rd.
It's been moved by Becky Ernest to accept the minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
It's been seconded by Ms. Stone. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, I'm going to call for the question. All those in favor, please signify by raising your right hand. Motion has carried.
8 yes, 0 no.
Approval of the special meeting minutes for June 1st regarding the budget as presented by Mr. Boda. May I have a motion to accept those minutes?
I move we accept them.
I second.
It has been moved by Karen Allen and seconded by Mark Boda that we accept those minutes. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to call for the question. All those in favor, please signify by raising your hand. Motion has carried.
8 yes, 0 no.
Under old business, first topic of discussion, is Mr. Addy available?
I don't know.
No, he's on Zoom.
He's on Facebook or on Zoom.
Mr. Addy, if you could unmute yourself and speak with us on regards to the bids for the culvert pipe program.
Okay, I'm here. Basically, we have three bids we're looking at. Give me just a moment here. WPI had a bid. They put in at $45,796, and there were two additional options. One is the type C inlet, which we need in the middle of the road, and the 8-inch mitered end sections, one at each end, to give better water flow. And the reason I picked these to add into it is it would equal the other bids, so they would be more in line. If you add the $39.60 for the type C inlet, and you add $28.80 for the two Might it end sections, his bid would then be 52,616. Moving on to Brevard Excavating and Land Clearing. His bid was 48,850. Again, a couple of questions on his bid. He signified 250 linear feet of pipe. We know that it's 280. So to keep it all the same, there would be an add for the other 30 linear feet of HD pipe, 18-inch HDPE pipe. He's calling for ADS plastic, but he does not specify that the interior would be smooth. The HDPE pipe the others are carrying is an HP. It's a high flow, as I mentioned before, when I was there at the meeting, that allows for better water flow. Also, the HDPE pipe is a high density polyethylene pipe, whereas the ADS, he calls it a plastic, but it's a different type of poly pipe. It's not quite the same. So if we add for that, I don't know how much to put in for the add. I don't know what his linear footage is because he carried it all as a lump sum with zero. He also notes that the type C inlet that he has in here at $4,850 for the $4,850. He first calls it an alternate in his bid. So I'm not sure whether he did include that in his price, but it's just a little confusion. So I'm assuming that the type C inlet is not an alternate, but it's included based on the way he listed it out. I didn't see any mited end sections, although I think he had one head wall. But basically, my thought with his was that by the time you...
We're losing your voice, Mr. Addy. Can you speak up a little bit for us?
I'm sorry. Basically, if you add 30 linear feet of pipe, and he does include the type C inlet, if you put two mited ends on it, his actual bid would probably be somewhere in the vicinity of close to $50,000. And that's an estimate on my behalf because he did not clarify it. And then we go to Pinson Contractor Services. His bid was $34,673. Hold on just a minute here. Let me look at this one more. Just a moment.
Are you finished?
Basically, I'm thinking by the time, even if there were some extras, people were saying there were extras on the sidewalk work. He carried a different type of an estimate. He didn't give us all the items like on the other. It's not quite the way I would have bid it. But even at his bid of $34,673, even if you throw in 10% for extras, you're going to be somewhere around $37,000. So the bids, basically what we have is 52,6 by WPI, 48,850. Could run to 50,000 from Brevard Excavating, and the 34, I'm assuming, would probably be somewhere around 38,000 by the time Pinson is through, if he's the type of person that carries extras for all the little things. I don't know any of them other than I've seen the sidewalks. I don't think there's any big problem with the sidewalks that I've seen. I have not specifically gone around and looked, but I am not familiar, nor have I talked to any of these people. So all I can give you is my rough idea of what the prices are. If somebody on the board or in the park knows them, has spoken with them, has a better feel for it, then that's something you should consider. But based on price alone, I think Pinson would be the person to select. Based on what I see as far as the bid and how it came in, and I think somebody did mention to me that the city uses WPI, WP Underground Utilities. That may be a reference also. Other than that, I don't have a reference on it other than the price.
Terry, thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions? Mr. Steimer, this was something you were working on with Mr. Addy, correct?
Right.
Can you
come to the mic, Terry?
Come to the microphone, please, sir?
Yeah.
So that many of the residents understand, could you please inform them again of where this culvert's at that needs to be repaired and replaced and the reasoning behind this so that they understand a little bit more?
The culvert is across from the entry gate, a little bit south of it. It's where the trailers down that end would go into the park. And I'm sorry?
It's the Cheswick entry gate.
Yeah,
you know what
Cheswick? It's called Cheswick Place. Yeah. Now the deal on it is I had pictures the last time I was here, and it showed the culvert itself inside had collapsed, a large portion of it. So that the pipe that was the northern pipe heading towards the retaining pond had been moved at least 2 to 3 feet. The asphalt had fallen down. Roots that were on those trees, if you can remember, yeah, on each side, the large trees, seep through the asphalt into the pipe, and it's just no good. It's at the point where if a trailer came there sometime, it could very possibly collapse the culvert and cause us some serious issues.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Terry, is Pinson Contractors, they the ones who did the sidewalks?
Yes.
All right. All right.
Terry, do you have a recommendation of who you would choose?
You know, I have a recommendation if you want me to give one.
Yes, sure. Please.
All right. I do, because I work with Pinson Contractors. They did the sidewalks. They knew what they were doing. I was very impressed with their work. I saw the head contractor for Pinson Contractors driving heavy equipment. I mean, that guy knew what he was doing, to be honest with you. A subcontractor actually did the sidewalks, but general contractor was Chris Pinson, who did this particular job. What am I doing?
We're losing your voice.
Okay, how's it? Okay, where did I lose you? Pinson Contractors is the company that I would recommend. I think they do a great job, and very impressed with the work they did on the sidewalks.
Terry, are you comfortable with the bid? Me.
Oh, hey.
Well, because last time when they did the sidewalks, after they gave us the lowest bid, they came back a month later and wanted $25,000 more.
So I think you should let them know, if that's the one that we vote on, that, you know, we don't expect them to come back and ask for more.
I can let them know, Joan.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, hopefully there will be no issues around this. It's a lot simpler job.
Yes, it is.
Than 6 miles of 4 miles of sidewalk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be glad to let them know. If you're going to, do you want me to liaison it between them and you all? Otherwise, I would have no contact.
That's not my decision.
Do you mind doing it?
I would love doing it. That's the kind of stuff I like doing.
Yes, I think. Well, my opinion is he should be the liaison.
Mr. Steimer, would you be willing to work with Mr. Curtis? Because Mr. Curtis, I think it would be nice to have a board member as well.
Sure, yeah,
work no. So would you work together on that and be the liaison between each party?
Sure. You know, I never have liked you. I'm just kidding. I would love to.
Mr. Addy told me that.
I appreciate your offering that, and I would look forward to working with you and Mr. Curtis on the project and making sure that it is followed through, regardless of who we select this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I'd like to speak for a moment.
If I could make one more comment.
Mr. Addy spoke. Go.
I do see that Pinson had one mited end section, and that's why I increased his price from $34,673 to approximately $37,000, because I would recommend a flared end, the tapered end, at each end of the pipe and not just the northerly end. He did include the type C structure. He's got the right type of pipe. And I think that other than that, one point of note for the board, the corrugated metal pipe that's in there, from what I saw of the plans when Terry and I looked at them a while back, they went in back in the early stages of the development of the park. So it's at a 50-year cycle, and that's about all that you're going to get out of a corrugated metal pipe that was made back in that time frame. And you might want to think about if you've got corrugated metal pipe in other locations, that somewhere along the line, as you're working up this new budget that you're going to work with, that you put in some monies for other upgrades on some of the corrugated metal pipes. The plastic pipe, concrete pipe, I don't think any of us here present are going to live long enough to have a problem with that. But the corrugated metal, once it starts to deteriorate, it goes rapidly. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Addy.
John, stand.
Okay. So maybe Mr. Addy's suggesting that we might need to approve an up to 37,000 figure, because of the details he just mentioned.
I think that would be a good idea. But yeah. I've talked to Chris Benson, and he told me he's installing the items he's talking about.
I think if you're going to say an up to, Mr. Addy said, could be as much as 37. I think you need to go a little above that, just in case, to cover anything else that might come up. So that we're not saying 37, then all of a sudden it's going to be more. All right.
A possible way of saying it, Mark, might be to just take, I just rounded that 37 off. The bid, it's a price not to exceed 38,000, and rounded at that.
I was going to suggest 40,000 on that, not to exceed, because prices are going up. These guys are fighting who knows what. So let's be prepared on this.
Yeah, fuel
That's
goes
just
up.
My opinion on it.
Fuel goes up every day.
Would you like to make a motion to that effect, sir?
I'll make a motion that we
set this up to not exceed $40,000. That will give us a little bit of working room if we need it. I don't know. What's your feeling, Terry? You think 40 is more than adequate?
Okay, there's a motion on the floor by Mr. Curtis to move forward with a not to exceed $40,000 on this project. Is there a second?
Carol, can you have him name the company? I think we ought to name the company that we're talking Benson. About.
So he's okay, he is moving to not exceed $40,000 with the Vincent.
Pinson.
Pinson. I'm hearing Vincent in my ear. I apologize. Pinson. Not to exceed $40,000. That motion was seconded by Karen Allen. Is there any additional discussion?
Yes. So I'll explain this a little later when we get to reserve funds. But understand anything that the board is voting on now as far as capital outlay, any type of large project, those monies are going to come out of the TD bank account. And I'm going to refer to that account from now on as our general account, which is the money that we have in the bank, not associated with our operating account. All right. So from here on in, I'm going to refer to the big account that we keep all our money, where all our taxes and deposits go. I'm going to refer to that as our general fund from now on, so it's not confused with the TD operating, the monies that we use for our day-to-day operation of the park.
Any other questions or comments? All right, hearing none, I'm going to call for the question. The motion was made by Mr. Curtis, again, not to exceed $40,000 for the repair of this culvert, with the opinion, if I'm saying that correctly, Pinson. I apologize, Pinson. And it has been seconded. All those in favor, please signify by raising your right hand. Motion has carried.
8 yes, 0 no.
All right, the next item on the agenda, and I'm not certain what this item is. It does say Bruce Crabb. Mr. Crabb, do you have a presentation? Ladies and gentlemen, please show respect.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I had some things I was going to read to the Board of Trustees, but I won't waste most of the time. Joan, you wrote a letter from a party a while ago about how our park is perceived or what we're doing in our park or something that was pretty much negative. I talked with Dave earlier. He said the same thing on how we're perceived outside of the park. I just want to tell you my impression, and what was supposed to be done as a title was how our park is looked at by others. The State of Florida Attorney General's Office, the First Amendment Foundation, who is the people who do the Sunshine Laws, the Department of State, Brevard County District Court, the Supervisor of Elections, the Tax Appraiser's Office, and the Tax Collector's Office. The City of Palm Bay, Town Hall, the Road Department, the Building Department, and the Police Department. You know, at one time, folks, the City of Palm Bay, the Roads Department, did work in this park for no money at all. They did it free for us because they had a good rapport with our managers in the past. So they could call up and, oh, if we needed a little piece of hot top put in, the man would say, well, we're going to be doing a job Thursday, and if we have a little bit of hot top, we'll come spread it for nothing. They don't do that anymore, folks. I was here the time when Carol was breaking her wrist that night, pounding on the table. We had a young police officer here. I walked out of the park with him. His image of the park and what he said, he said that I never saw anything like that in my entire life. And my comment to him was, well, you know, we're just a bunch of old people. But that is how our park is perceived, by people on the outside. And my question is, why have we gotten to this point? Can anybody answer that question? I'm not going to read the couple of pages because this can point out some things that, you know, I've worked with eight managers in this park. I don't want to beat myself on the, you know, chest, whatever. You're not interested in any of this. But I'll tell you something. When I'm accused of shredding documents in the office the day after Cherie was fired, it's a funny thing. There were five people in that office the entire time I was there. Carol, you and I and Kay closed the door and we wrote the letter to our attorney and had it sent to him. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is correct. I worked in the office and busted my ass, and so didn't Carol. And you know what, folks? Why don't you give us a little bit of credit? Why don't you just a little bit of credit? I worked in the office this morning for an hour and a half. Then I found out they didn't have something. I went home and found it and brought it back and did it. I'm nobody great, but I don't like this crap that's going on in this park and all of this crap that's being done on Facebook. Folks, we're a lot better than that. Like I said, I'm not going to waste my time reading some of these other pages. But in closing, I'd like to tell you that we're a lot better than this. And I think that we need to start spending some time and start working together. I think we should all think about what's being posted on Facebook. It is destroying this park. And this is how people look at us. So let's stop all this negative crap. And you don't like me coming up to the microphone, but I happen to be very knowledgeable. I'll tell you what, folks, I won't waste my time coming to the meetings if that's the way you want it. And I'll give up the jobs I'm doing. I never walk in that office without being invited.
That's correct.
Am I correct?
That's correct.
And Gary, you've been to my house a number of times. What did I tell you the very day you came over there about Cherie? I gave you two words.
She's fired.
That's exactly right.
I do want to say something in support of Bruce, just in an attempt to help some of the residents that are not aware of the things that he voluntarily has been doing for years. This trustee book is kept up to date with any changes. And since I've been on the board, a lot of changes as a result of the committee work that he also volunteered on along with others. And he keeps this book up to date, and it's probably the most important book that is kept up to date. And we got another update today, the fine system. I actually did see him outside the hall while Mark was escorting the DM out of the building and out of the park. And I just asked him, Bruce, will you be here in the morning just in case the office needs a little guidance on what needs to be done? Because suddenly Kay was thrown into it. I mean, she had to become instant chair and then DM within just hours of each other. I knew she might need some guidance, and I knew you could provide it. And you've worked with Diane Bell, purchasing properties, making real smart choices, not properties, but tax certificates, and knowing which properties to purchase those on to protect the park and give us a 3-year point where we can force an auction instead of maybe 10 years that the county could take. A lot of the people might not understand. Bruce does do things for the park voluntarily, a lot of legwork, and the ladies in the office appreciate it. And if you don't know what he does, then you might wonder what the heck he's doing in there. But he does go in there for a lot of legitimate reasons.
Okay, so I want to thank you for your presentation, Mr. Crabb, and ladies and gentlemen. I would like to see this board from this day forward commit to you as the residents that we work on a happier field, that we try to keep the negativity off the board, out of the meetings, and out of the park. Everyone has said this is our happy home. Let's work towards making it our happy home again. And let's start seeing a few more smiles and a few more hellos and not the grumpy faces that we've grown to see so much. And I think in the long run, we will all be much happier. Okay, moving on. The next item on the agenda is Becky Ernest, District Manager, Research Report.
We have two interviews on Thursday, one at 10 and one at 11. And hopefully we'll get some more. So that's, nothing has been decided yet.
Deborah Bell and
the Miguel, other. Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever Miguel's last name is.
Right.
Can we jump a little bit here on interviews and so forth?
Pardon me?
My question is, there was a young lady in the office today, and I was told she's learning a job.
She's learning Lori's job.
Okay, nobody knew anything about it, and I'm just wondering where we're at with.
Okay, I can comment to that. This past week, when Lori had mentioned to me that she had made the decision to retire at the end of July, I went into the office and spoke with Kay, and I said, we need to get somebody in here immediately to start learning that position, because if we don't have somebody that understands and knows what's going on with them computers, we are going to be in a world of hurt.
So as it stands right now, so that you understand, one of our priorities is to hire someone immediately that is well qualified and suitable for the position of the park, so that when it comes time for Lori to retire, we're not left holding the bag, and we have someone that can help us with the transition of the new DM. The transition for that position is going to take longer because of the requirements. So it does make sense that we focus on getting a new office manager or administrative assistant, I believe is her title, as soon as possible. And we will be working toward that. There is a question in the back, please.
Net Regis 409 Holiday. Now, this person that's in the office, has she been fully vetted, background check?
There's no one in the office that I'm aware of other than this one person learning it, but we haven't gotten to the point where she's been hired, so nothing's been done that I'm aware of. Correct, Mark?
She's in there working and she hasn't been hired?
I don't know. Let Mark respond, please.
I'm not sure how to respond to that. She's through
manpower.
Huh? She's through manpower.
Yes.
She's through manpower right now. Doesn't mean we are going to hire her. It means that she has come in to learn Lori's position.
She's in manpower.
If we hire her, we will probably do the background check, a thorough background check. I would think so
because there's a lot of money transaction in our office, and I think anybody that comes in that needs to have a complete and thorough background and criminal check.
Yes, ma'am, they will have.
And I don't think that manpower necessarily does that. I would imagine that they do a background check. However, it's probably not going to meet what the standard that we want in a background check.
Okay, she's not getting into any privileged information, is she?
Yeah. I'm sure.
She's learning. She's learning her position of Lori's. Lori is teaching her what's going to be going on. If Lori thinks that she's going to make it, then we'll go on further with that. But right now, this is her first day, and we don't know how she's going. She asked today. She seemed like she was doing really well and seemed like she liked learning what she was learning. Mark was with her this morning, and I think that what I could see of her, I think she's going to try very hard.
I understand office works, but what I'm saying is this young person is not yet employed by us, and she shouldn't have access to any confidential information yet.
Unfortunately, Annette, I think you have a good point on confidential information, but there are a few things in there that she may have to work on in order to learn the position. If we choose to hire her, then she will get into the more detailed confidentiality of that position. And that could be done once we've made that decision. I'm certain that she is probably going to be qualified, that we will definitely do a full background check, both publicly and totally permanent. Completely professional.
Okay.
Before she gets into any type of privileged records.
Bruce Crabb, 440 Neighborly Court. I was in the office today. She seems to be very knowledgeable. That's my opinion. I worked with Lori. I worked with Kathy. And she made some comments about how to do things in the computer. So she's computer savvy. That's my take. I had one important thing I should have. I didn't read these notes, but there's something here that should be said. Lori, and you were privy to this today. Lori was going to work in this park till she was 65, two more years. Because of all the crap that's going on and the way people are screaming and hollering in the office at these our employees, it is unbelievable the way these people act coming up to that window. And all the other crap that's going on with the dissension in this park, Lori said, I am out of here. She told me over a month ago she was leaving. And it's really too bad that that's the state that this park has gotten into. And I would like to see us start correcting it.
I'd like to comment on that. Just quickly. Hello? Let me make a comment on what Mr. Crabb just said. I would like to see anyone above me that's got control. Carol especially. If someone comes into that office area and talks to those girls the way I've seen them talk and throw pencils and stuff, I'd like to see it. We roll the window down and say, see you later. Those girls don't take that abuse for anybody. I wouldn't take it. I'd probably be out the door looking for them. But no, it's the choice of words that some of these people use on these girls is ridiculous. And I personally would like to see a stop to it.
Dave? Dave, you are correct there, Dave. They are, the way that they are talked to, the way they are treated is terrible. None of you realize it unless you're in there working. And you hold your breath so many times. And I look at him and I say, did you lose it? And Lori will look at me. She says, I'm taking a smoke. And she'll walk out just to cool down. People are unkind. And there's no reason to be unkind. We're here to help one another.
Go ahead, Carol.
I will make a commitment to each and every one of you right here and right now. I will stand up for whomever is working in that office, and I will do my utmost best to see that they are treated with respect. In turn, I will expect them to treat you with respect. Now, mind you, there is no problem in this park that is so massive that it can't be taken care of unless it's your problem. When it affects you, it's always huge. It is always the worst thing, and it needs to be done right now. Things can't be done that way. I know that you may think that sounds like I'm putting you off, but just because you have a broken pipe in your yard today doesn't mean that it's more important than the broken pipe in the yard that's two down from you. So remember, when there is a problem, you come to the office. You come to the office with the problem, but you come there with respect for yourselves and respect for the people in there. And I think in turn, that respect will be shown back to you. But I will make certain that whoever you deal with, whether it be Lori or Kathy, myself, or any person on this board, if we disrespect you, we work for you, but you have to respect us as well. And we have, it's a turnabout's fair play. So let's work together as a unit. Let's work together as a community. And I will see that both parties all the way around do what needs to be done to get the jobs done and do them correctly and fairly for everyone.
Thank you, Carol.
Moving on.
No, wait a minute. I've got some questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
We didn't finish that.
With this search that we're doing for the district manager, I've got a couple of things. What I'd like to see is the search committee maybe come up with three or four questions that we ask each person the same question. I mean, maybe say, we've got some mobile homes in here that are abandoned. How would you handle that? Or say maybe we've got problems with people having minor kids here, or whatever you come up with. I don't care what the problem is, but in order to compare apples to apples, so okay. I think I know there's a recording of the last meeting, and maybe you might want to listen to that and see what questions we asked. Even can't remember his last name.
Doc.
We asked Doc. Doc. Okay. I mean, maybe take some of those questions, but those were more about him. I mean, I think what I would like to see is how they're going to handle different situations. And we can compare, well, this one would handle it this way. I like the way this one would handle it a lot better. Okay. And the other problem I have is the reason we wanted to use a headhunter was because we thought they would send us qualified people. Well, I got a copy of this contract on Friday. It's been here since May 20th. I just got a copy of it on Friday, but it's got a disclaimer in here that says Crawford Thomas Recruiting does not guarantee the performance of any candidate or the accuracy of information provided regarding the candidate, and disclaims any responsibility for a claim, loss, or liability as a result of the candidate. And Crawford Thomas urges the client to conduct such investigations as it deems necessary to verify the candidate information and obtain other such information as they deem relevant. So I guess my question is, why are we paying them 25% of the annual salary when all they're sending us is emails?
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Did I just hear all of this, or am I imagining? Am I imagining something? Listen.
Please. Thank you.
It was decided we were going to hire a headhunter. That was the last I heard. I didn't hear anything about a price.
No, there wasn't.
There wasn't.
There wasn't. We had no idea what it was going to cost, and it's a minimum $8,000 right there in the second paragraph.
And now what you're reading is they're not telling us anything they guarantee. What? Give me a break, folks. We've hired managers in this park. I've been through 8 managers. We never had this problem. Am I missing something?
No, you're not.
Well, my question is on this point, $8,000, that requires, and any number on this piece of paper requires the vote of the trustees, and we never got it. It was just done.
Right.
Hello?
We voted on using this headhunter. Carol had, I went back and looked at the minutes. No. I didn't find it anywhere. We voted on using a headhunter. We did not vote on using this one.
No, we did not make a selection, and we were not informed of the cost until just before our first interview on the 1st, right?
Well, yeah.
When we had the special meeting with Doc being interviewed, that's when we got the paper.
Well, but, I didn't get this until Friday.
I think we need to make the best of it at this point. We have a new chair, and it'll be watched
it
closely.
It does say we can terminate the contract if we want to, but I mean, I think it's something that we ought to discuss.
Ursula Brunig, 1141 Lindsay Court. My comment is, wouldn't the chair decide who interviews that person, not the secretary. You probably would sit in, but I would think that she appoint people that would help her to interview whoever you're hiring.
Our interview process that we did this past week was the Board of Trustees. Residents were able to come and sit in, but the Board of Trustees and the committee were able to ask the questions. Because it is sunshine laws, we do have to keep it public.
Right.
When we bring in our residents, they weren't able to ask questions. But we determined at that point in time, the board did, that if they came back for a second and third interview, then the residents could ask questions. I think that that was a fairly good format, and I'd like to see it followed for the next interviews. My concern would be with what she's questioning is if they're not vetting the people or doing the background. Every company that I looked at when I was looking into them all had the same thing. We'll do a general thing, but it's up to you to do the research and the background checks. Most companies, when you do a background check, don't do it until the offer is being placed, right, before right. the offer is actually met, because it's very expensive to do them. So right. you don't want to just do them on a Joe Blow and then waste $150 to $200 when you're not ready to make that offer. You want to make that $200 commitment to the ones that you're actually looking in. So right now we're just looking at people. Once you're in the second phase, where you're going to do like your second interview, then I would recommend doing the background checks before you move forward.
I wasn't questioning the background check. I was just asking that you would be the one interviewing with some other people.
I think the whole board would do the interview, Ursula. Okay. That's how it was done last week.
Great.
I think that's the right direction, the whole Great. Board.
Because secretary was speaking like she's the one who's going to do it. I wanted to make sure there was more than one person. And since you're the new chairwoman, you should be the one in charge of that interview, in my mind.
Yes, ma'am, I will. Thank
you. Okay, thank you.
Carol?
Yes, sir.
This contract was dated May 20th, and Becky made sure the day after we interviewed Doc on the June 9th that we all got this. 3 weeks it took to get this. We did not vote on this, but, you know, we're into it now. So, Carol, we're dependent on you to handle things going forward, you know, and we've got a couple interviews lined up. Maybe if we select a good candidate, it'll be all worth it. Right now, it's just another example of communications not making it to the board. 3 weeks to get this. That's ridiculous. And it's in effect. We never voted on it.
Yes, sir. You could come, please.
Gary Garcia, 1056 Wood Court. Now, who on this board was asking about the girl that's in the office with such concern about being vetted? May I see your hands?
Say it again.
I apologize. What was the repeat question? Your question?
The girl, the new girl that I've seen people here state that she's not vetted yet. She can't have control, you know, to see important messages or important things. My question to you, as you're our board, is either one of you vetted?
No.
Yeah. I need to know that answer, because you're bringing somebody who can help this park, and neither one of you is vetted.
That's a good question. We are everyone that's on the board is bonded.
But bonded and vetted, it can't be the same. There's no background check.
They did a background check on me when I moved in 3 years ago.
But it seems kind of strange. This young girl who's trying her heart out, I don't know her. I don't know nothing, but you guys didn't get vetted. Give her a chance.
When I moved into the park, we had a background check done on us. I know they were done about 3 or 4 years ago, but I don't know if that's the same as what they're doing now, because I think we no longer do background checks on new residents, I understand, correct?
I don't think we can.
But I understand what your question is, and I will make certain that no personal information is given out that shouldn't be given out. According to the laws and according to our attorney. And if someone needs to be vetted in background, they will definitely be done so before any documentations of any type be placed in their possession. Any other questions?
Carol, about the new lady that started today, it seems like you, Mark, and Lori will be determining whether or not she seems to be working out for us and picking up on things. So we'll just depend on the three of you like a little mini committee, if you don't mind.
I think we can move forward with that. Thank you. Anything else? All right. Next item on the agenda, Alpine estimates.
Yes. Good. No. Mark brought this to my attention the other day, and we have six trees that they gave us estimates to do, and they come to a total of $3,325. It's $325 over our budget, but so we thought we would bring it to the board for them to okay it.
Is that tree trimming or tree removal, please?
It's
both.
It's a mixture.
Shouldn't all the trustees have had the information on that before we vote on it? None of us have any paperwork on that.
No. It's just...
Mark?
That's my fault. When I was given these estimates... Excuse me?
I'm not looking to point fingers.
No. I'm just explaining. I brought them in. I gave them to Kay. I said, I think the board needs to approve this because this is going to be more than what was budgeted for the year. I should have put them in the boxes. I should have had them. I should have said, please see that each of the trustees get this.
Is there a reason why we can't put it on the next agenda? Does it need to be done immediately?
They'd probably like to get paid.
Yes.
Oh, they're done?
No.
Now, these are just estimates of what it costs for what it would cost to get these trees down.
I would like that to see are blocking. I would like to see this tabled so that everybody can have the information for next meeting to vote on it.
Sure.
And did we only get one estimate?
Let me weigh in here.
I have six copies here.
Okay. So. These trees that we're asking to be trimmed or taken down have been out there now for 4 or 5 years. Some of them are detrimental to our canal systems, where they're filling up the canals with the leaves. I've got one behind my house. It's horrendous. We've got a big, huge oak up off in Holiday Park almost across from Annette Regis's that is dangerous, needs to come down. That was recommended over 6 months ago, as it being my understanding from Jose, and nothing ever got done about it. We've got stuff down along the main walls that have been there 10 years, and Cherie has kept saying, yeah, we'll take care of it, and it still isn't done. This is my concern. Let's get this done and over with. We got hurricane season right in our midst, and we're just taking a chance or asking for trouble.
Becky, each of these estimates... The one estimate was 1,800. One was 950. And one was 575. The reason I said it should come to the board is because together they were going to exceed what we had budgeted. In and of themselves, I think they would have just been go out and do this.
Yeah.
So I just wanted the board to know that because it's over the budget, and I understand what you're saying, and I'll be better about that in the future.
I wasn't pointing fingers.
No, I know.
Mark, it's $325 over the annual budget, $325. Is that what Kay said?
The annual budget was $5,000 for this year, mm-hmm. And we are now going to go over that by taking care of these trees.
Sounds like Dave Curtis is pretty aware of exactly which trees need to come down. Maybe we can vote, because as long as somebody really knows about it, I got no problem voting. And just because, Mark, you've been so busy, don't have to apologize for not getting that. We can wait 2 weeks or vote to approve. I got no problem approving this.
Okay. whatever.
Because Dave's looked at
each just to give you a quick example. One bid, well, I may be wrong on this. This was all given to us from Alpine Tree on 5-1. And we're at 6-13. And my recommendation is we vote on this, get it taken care of. And then that will kind of complete us up unless something becomes detrimental. And our maintenance crew is taking down some stuff already that we had requested these guys to give us a bid on. They hadn't got to us yet. So our staff is doing some of this along with these guys. But this is heavy-duty stuff that our guys can't handle.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question? Does this include any of the Australian pines over?
No, does not.
No, behind us on Burrell Circle, that's a mess back there. There's a lot of stuff over the fence that's a mess.
No, we haven't got there yet. We're working on it.
Okay. Well, if you're recommending this to be done, do you want to make a motion?
I will make a motion that we accept the bids from Alpine on tree removal and whatever they say. Let's just get it done.
I second it.
Okay.
Karen?
Karen Foot, 214 Holiday Park. Just making sure that these are all on green spaces and not personal property.
All on green space.
Thank you. Okay. It has been moved and seconded that we accept the bids from Alpine Trees in the amount of $3,325. Is there any additional discussion? All right, hearing none, I'm going to call for the question. Those in favor, please signify by raising your right hand. Those opposed? Motion carried. Seven yes, one no.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question with 10% about the pine?
Yes, you may ask that question, and then we're going to move on.
Come on, folks. Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. We had a problem a few years ago with the Australian pines. Remember, Becky?
Yeah.
We almost lost the entire row of mobiles because we had a big fire there, and the fire department, they cut holes through the chain link fence to put it out. We were told at that time that the city of Palm Bay was interceding. Am I right, Becky?
Yeah.
And then it was owned by a woman, and then the homeless people were living in there, and that's how the fire got started.
Parcel of land is owned partially by the park, partially by the city, and partially by Palm Bay Air and Heat.
Okay.
Nobody wants to take responsibility
for it
because it's everybody's problem. Unless we get everybody in on board, it's not going to get done.
Right. And I don't think we had this problem a few years ago after the fire.
Right.
We tried to do something on it. It is a major problem, folks. If we have another fire there, we're going to lose that whole row against the pines. And believe me, that fire was going 100 feet in the air. Am I right, Becky?
Yeah.
It was bad.
We'll look into it.
Somebody's got to look into it, and the city of Palm Bay and so on.
Dave just offered to look into it, so it's in good hands.
I've got one question. Didn't we vote to take down a tree by the front pond?
Yes.
Was that ever taken down?
That is in that. Isn't it in that proposal?
Is that one of these trees?
It's the one by the fishing dock up there. The big alpine, and I think that was voted on earlier.
Yeah, that one was already.
However, I have not seen Alpine in the park as of late, probably because he doesn't have any work other than that one tree.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Round Foot, 214 Holiday Park.
When Alpine came in and did some estimates on these trees, Mark wasn't able to be here. He had a meeting up here at the office, so he asked me to meet with Dave and look at some trees. And we went over on Burrell Circle, and I asked him about the trees hanging over the fence and stuff. And he said what he's done in the past is behind each house, he's kind of carved out a trail in the trees.
Right.
And in between each mobile, he's left the ones between it, but he's carved it out so the stuff's not going to actually fall on the mobiles. He said it's going to be very expensive if they were to trim all the trees all the way down the whole fence. We probably wouldn't be able to afford it, I guess, is the way he was talking. But it was discussed with him. So I just thought I'd let you know what I knew about it.
When they come in, I'll talk with him, and we'll look into it, okay?
Yeah, I just thought I'd let you know. He did say they did carve out the last time they were in here, or when they were to address that area, they did carve out behind each mobile so that they wouldn't fall on the mobiles.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, appreciate that. All right, moving on. The next item on the agenda is pool blueprints.
Okay, thank you. I have the swimming pool. With everything going on, we've been putting it off and putting it off. And I know this board was given papers quite a while back. And I know some new members here don't have them. But I talked with Intercoastal and for the hot pool and the cold pool. And for the things, our cold pool is the floor is dissolving. So it needs to be fixed. The hot pool is also having problems. As all of you can tell, the sides is coming off. They got so much work to do to them. The one for the cold pool is like $71,750. Plus, that's not including the ramp or chairlift. The hot pool, it's going to be approximately $65,940. And that's with about all three of the different companies are all about the same price. There might be within $100 or $500 difference, but not that much. As for the blueprint, the last time the gentleman was here from Intercoastal, he asked me about blueprints and he wanted to look at them, and I didn't know where the blueprints were. So I had to go on the hunt of blueprints. So I did contact them and tell him I found the blueprints, and whenever he wants to come back, we'll get the blueprints out and we can look at them and see whatever he's looking for. Our big problem we have, I don't know if people realize it, is that our pipes underneath out here, as you walk, you'll see they're going to the center, and they are dissolving. They are going to have to put all new pipes in. As they've been, the guys have been telling me when they're working on something, they put sand in and it just keeps going in and in and in. It's going underneath the pools and stuff. We have a lot of structure damage with our pools, and they've been here for quite a few years, and we know that they have to be done. They said they couldn't even get to it until in September. So, but anyway, I wanted to bring this up to everybody's attention and let you know that the blueprint is for the guys from the pool people to come and sit down and go through and see what we can do, how the structure is laid out for them to give us a better price, I'm hoping. So,
footnote on that, if I may.
Pardon me?
A footnote to that. Jose says that those pools have not been resurfaced in 12 years.
20.
How many?
20.
Do I hear 25?
I looked into it.
Whoa, here we go.
I looked into it last year, and if you all remember, I brought a proposal in last year for over $50,000 just to resurface them.
Right.
And now we're talking about having to do even more, because the longer we put it off, the more it's going to cost.
Right.
Because it's just going to continue to deteriorate. So we do definitely need to do the blueprints. We definitely need to have someone look at it, because that's outside of this room right here in that kitchen. That's one place that's used the most in this park. And Correct. The safety of our residents has to be priority. And if we can't repair them, we have to close them. It's that simple.
Right. We have no choice. It's got to be fixed.
As a result of the pool's damage.
Yeah. So, but anyway, they will get back with me as soon as he.
So, Kay,
can you find the blueprints?
I know where they're at now.
They're in that office.
I know.
So the proposals you might have at this point, Kay, are more like preliminary proposals?
Basically, he was going to keep their same prices within $4,000 or $5,000 from the way he talked. So I thought that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get to see the blueprints and we see what damage we've got, then that may change completely.
Sure.
So
when you get a little firmer proposals, maybe you could share it with all of us so we can.
As soon as I can get.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen, for looking into that. And we'll table this until she has additional information.
We just got to get that blueprint man here.
All right, next item on the agenda, Mr. Boda, our budget and forensic audit update.
So the budget was approved. We've gotten all the information out to, it's been published in the paper. We sent out the proper information for, I believe it's the state, along with the audit. And hopefully over the next month, we should be getting the mail out to all the residents. Forensic audit, we've started gathering materials. We did set up a client portal with our CPA. That didn't work out for the admin assistant, so I requested that Matt set us up with a client portal for Lori Lyons so we can actually start sending this information to him. Unfortunately, he's out of the office until tomorrow. The client portal he tried to set up for Lori, we couldn't register and get on. So hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to get that rectified and we'll be able to start sending information to the forensic auditors.
Any questions? All right, Mark, thank you so much. We'll look forward to moving forward with the forensic audit and getting the documents out to the residents and the publications of the budget. The next item that's on the agenda is Chasen Gill from Spectrum.
Yep.
If you want to share your information and make certain that you two coordinate sure. together.
I got so excited when Chasen called me when I was at the doctor's office. And I was on my way home and I said, I can talk now. And so he was telling me how excited he was and that all these proposal of these committees or other organization, Hotwire and Summit and Bluestream and all these different ones that he had talked about to us. And he said that all of them are so excited that they're wanting to come and start going through the park and looking and seeing all the different things we have that would be possibility that they could do a really good price for us. I was so excited over that. I don't know about the rest of you. And I know Joan was probably a little disappointed, but you know, when you get excited about something, you want to share it. And I wanted you all to know it basically the same time. They are coming tomorrow, one of the groups, and at 1 o'clock, and they're going to walk through the park and see what they can see and what they would like to do and what they're going to volunteer. That's all I can tell you at the present time until they come tomorrow. And it is Chasen.
Lux Speed.
Pardon me?
The company is called Lux Speed. LUXSPEED.
Yes.
That the only one?
Just one walking through it to get time. They want the full attention themselves.
I hope they call them in.
Yes.
Okay. So Mr. Gill is going to be coming in. So who's going to be walking with him? Joan, are you available?
I'm available, yes.
And would you like to do it as well, Karen?
Well, yes, since I was talking with him.
All right. If you two will walk with them through the park and get their information and then bring it to us at our next meeting with a little bit of a background, we would appreciate that.
Wait a minute. Can we have two trustees at the same time? We're going to be voting
on that. No, I'm sorry. You are correct. We cannot. I apologize. You are very much correct.
Thank you.
Kay can do it.
Kay can do it. Can you do that then at 1 o'clock tomorrow since you spoke with Mr. Gill? All right. Thank you. And then just bring it to us to our next meeting. And I would really appreciate
love
that.
To.
Carol?
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure, but on this side of the board, I might be the only one that got this letter from Jason Gill on June 9th.
I don't have
kind one. Of an update letter from Jason Gill.
Looks like the same one.
Okay. Well, we don't have one down here.
It's just an update, nothing.
Okay. Anyway, 1 o'clock tomorrow, Karen, with Chase and Gill.
By the way, the name of his company isn't Spectrum, it's Prop Revs. On the agenda, it says Chase and Gill Spectrum. It should be Chase and Gill Prop Revs. PROPREVS.
All right. Moving on, under new business, letter to the board and reserve policy. Is that being presented by Mr. Boda?
I'm going to have to ask one of you if I can have your reserve policy.
He needs a copy of the reserve policy.
Never mind. I found it.
Oh, he found it. Thank you.
All right. So we would like to establish reserve accounts for the park for major outlay projects. And I worked with Sherry Moore. I was in touch with her. She did it's basically the policy she wrote. I went over it with her and I came up with what I think, the board might be able to vote on at some point. So I'm just going to read it. I had hoped to have it up on the screen. Unfortunately, my training is lacking and I don't remember I can get the whiteboard, but I can't get the material from the little drive, the little flash drive to go up on the screen for me. So I apologize for that. There may be a time when a reserve account needs to be established in order to plan for a high-cost infrastructure improvement. This would establish a plan for the park so as not to have to borrow a large sum and have a loan payment over several years. Although borrowing may be necessary, depending on the timing and rate of savings, before an infrastructure improvement is necessary. All ours are necessary, unfortunately. The Board of Trustees establishes the need for a reserve account for reserve accounts, and it is identified by name, i.e. Pool, 215 Holiday Park, which is this whole building, roads and drainage. These are suggestions. This is not a separate account, the base amount is identified as its own line item on the monthly treasurer's report. This line would be found directly below the operating and fixed rate line on the report. So when we get the monthly report and it shows every month what we've spent and how much we're over budget or under budget, on the last page of that is this operating and fixed rate line. I've set up with Lori to have four slots put in there and I just put reserve fund in there. Basically what will happen is the board will earmark money for that and it'll go into those slots. And I'll explain more of that at the end of this policy. This is not a separate account established for reserves. It is an earmarked amount of the total cash assets of the park and will only be used for their intended purpose. So if we say pools, that money is designated for pools. It is not to be used for any other purpose. Trustees will determine the minimum cash amount to be kept in the TD Bank operating line available to the park. This is what I refer to as our general fund. So say this general fund right now has a little over $1 million in it. We need to determine what we do not want to let that go below. And the reason I say that is if for some reason the park has experiences a natural disaster and has to draw money right now, they would draw it out of the general fund. If we exhausted those monies, then we would possibly go into the reserve. But I would like to see a minimum amount maintained in the general fund. And that could be $500,000, $600,000, $750,000. These are just numbers I'm throwing out. The board can look at it and make a decision as to a value they'd like to keep in the general account. If reserve funds are established during the middle of a budget year, which we would be doing right now, a base amount must be determined and approved by the trustees at that time. $50,000, $100,000, $250,000. This amount would be placed in the reserve line and removed from the operating and fixed rate line. So say we decided, I'm just going to use this as an example. The first reserve fund we say is designated for pools, and we say $200,000 for pools. That amount is going to be reflected on the top. So now that one, I'm going to use $1 million. That $1 million now becomes $800,000. And again, I said we want to maintain a minimum amount in that if possible. Reserves will be funded on an annual basis beginning October 1st. So when I presented this year's budget, we put in to fund reserves. I think at the end of the year, it's going to be like $90,000. At the end of the budget year, the trustees may consider rolling over any remaining contingency funds into the reserve funds. We're talking a lot of expensive things that we need to do to bring everything up to date. So we want to look at any monies that might be available that we could put into the reserves, because we're going to be spending them down pretty quick once we start doing these major projects. Similarly, at the end of a budget year, the trustees may consider rolling over any monies above the minimum cash amount of the TD Bank operating line into the reserve funds. So now our general fund at the end of the year, and it's going to go, that general fund, based on what we take in from our taxes and deposits from fees and things in the park, it may go above that minimum amount. It may fall below that minimum amount. We're not going to adjust that every time it goes above or below. We'll do it at one time at the beginning of the year. If that happens to be below the minimum amount, then we would want to put funds back into that general fund to bring it back to the minimum. Reserve funds should be considered specific funds to be used for specifically intended projects. However, should the park experience some catastrophic event that exhausts available funds, the reserve funds would be available. I've given each of the trustees a copy of this, and I'd like them to look it over. When we have the next meeting, when I do the treasurer's report, I hope to have been trained to get it up on the whiteboard so we can put some examples up there and then discuss and come to a consensus and approve the reserve funds.
Thank you, Mark, for that presentation. We look forward to finalizing it at the next meeting. And now you have a letter?
Now I have a letter. I wrote this letter the week after we received correspondence from Beth Koch, and it has to do with operations of the board. Since assuming duties of chairperson, Ms. Allen, first vice chair, has presided over 6 meetings and overseen the daily operations of Holiday Park as the acting DM. These meetings have continually been described as chaotic and unorganized. Ms. Allen continues to struggle with preparing an agenda and running the agenda. For example, there was a meeting was called to order following the Pledge of Allegiance. On two separate occasions, she allowed a second motion to be brought to the floor before the first motion had been voted on or tabled. One agenda had old business come before new business for discussion. Prior to going on vacation, she neglected to inform the newly appointed first vice chair that she would be out of the area. At the Board of Trustees meeting on May 23rd, a letter from Beth Koch, Employment Law, was handed out to each of the trustees just prior to the start of the meeting. While reading the letter, I realized then that Ms. Allen had intentionally hidden this correspondence from me when I entered the district manager's office on May 19th to discuss adding items to the agenda. Ms. Allen placed the letter face down on her desk when she saw me enter the office. Ms. Allen failed to comply with full transparency and full disclosure as per Florida state law. A willful neglect of duty was committed by Ms. Allen by holding this legal letter of demand for over 5 days and not notifying the trustees immediately. Instead, with callous disregard towards a fellow trustee and the board, she decided to make this letter a public record by having it read in its entirety to malign, embarrass, and humiliate not only a member of the board, but their spouse as well, over alleged claims. When questioned as to why the letter wasn't given to the trustees after it was received on May 18th, she responded, and I quote, "Because I just got it today." After the letter was read, she was questioned several more times as to when she got the letter. Her responses were, and I quote, "This morning," and "That's the only letter I have received." While serving as the acting district manager, Ms. Allen has shown that she is clearly not qualified to oversee the day-to-day operations of Holiday Park and has on at least two occasions put the park at risk of liability. None of the members on this board is qualified to oversee the day-to-day operations of this park. It is clear to me that Ms. Allen does not have the park's best interests in mind and does not represent all the residents of the park. She took an oath and has not lived up to that oath. I have a list of charges that I'm giving to Kay Allen. I would like to have a meeting held on Tuesday, the 21st, at either 1 or 2 o'clock, where the board can sit down and determine whether or not Ms. Allen should remain on the board. This is marked confidential. Nobody has seen it, and I am leaving it with Ms. Allen.
All right, it has been requested that we schedule a special meeting on June 21st at 1 or 2 p.m. Is there any specific time that would be better for any of the people on the board?
Is there any way we can do it in the morning instead of the afternoon?
Is there not a ACC meeting?
Ron? Can we move the ACC meeting to another location? Thank you. Can I ask we have the meeting in the morning?
I'm fine with that.
10 o'clock.
10.
All right. We will schedule a special meeting then on Tuesday, June 21st at 10 a.m. here in this facility to discuss the charges that Mr. Boda has brought forth.
And just so there's not a question under Article 5, cause for removal, as provided by Chapter 418 Florida Statutes, a trustee may be removed by the Board of Trustees for misfeasance or malfeasance while in office. The removal of a trustee shall be accomplished only after the chairperson or other presiding officer of the board gives written notice to the trustee whose removal is proposed. Written notice shall set forth specific reasons for the proposed removal, as well as the date and time of the meeting at which the Board of Trustees will consider such removal. I did not put time and date on the letter of charges. That's why I asked for a specific time and date now.
All right, thank you. Any comments? All right, hearing none, we're going to move forward. The next on the agenda is ACC report. Mr. Foote.
Yeah, Ron Foote, 214 Holiday Park. For the ACC report, the main thing is I'd like to see any of the complaints filed to the ACC. Don't do it on Facebook. All of our telephone numbers for the ACC board are on the Holiday Park website, and I just appreciate it would stop a lot of the harassment between residents. And let's get the facts out right. Most of the questions that can be answered are either done by the ACC board or in the About Us book. And I just appreciate it going that way instead of, you know, starting harassment on the on the Facebook over it. And I try not to respond, but yeah, I did the other day, and I shouldn't have responded, but I just get tired of being, you know, told that I'm not doing my job properly. So to go along with that, I just want to make sure that the trustees, the new ones, and the ones that have been on the board are going to follow the About Us book as far as letting dogs into the park, some of the other complaints that I've been getting, because the park manager lets things happen, and I don't want favoritism. I don't play favoritism. Someone comes to me, and I go check out the complaint, or I follow through on what I need to do for them, and so does the rest of the board. And Dave helps us out, too, as far as a go-between. So I don't really have too many other things to say about the ACC right now, but I just like to make sure the board is going to follow through with their part of our, you know, either the About Us book or the deed restrictions or anything that, you know, is in the About Us book is that it's going to be followed through by you people, too. Right. So, and I congratulate the new people on the board. ACC board is more than willing to work with all of you. So I think that's about it. And the normal stuff, you know, don't park on your lawns and don't let your dog run free. And if it dumps on somebody else's lawn, have the courtesy to pick it up and put it where it belongs. And that's not really an ACC. That's a deed restriction thing. You know, just the general stuff. You know, it's that time of year. You're going to have to power wash. You're going to have to weed. Most of that's getting done. And if you're away from your house and you have somebody else doing it, just let them know that it needs to be done. They'll take care of it. So that's about it. I don't want to tie you up all night. It's been a long night. Thank you.
Thank you. And I do want to comment. Unfortunately, I did see that little excerpt that went on Facebook. And I believe, sir, I don't say this to you very often because I don't know you that well, but you handled yourself very well. And I want to thank you for being professional with your comments. I know that it was a difficult situation that that resident put you through. And on behalf of the park, I want to thank you personally.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. You know what? I'm like the rest of the people in the park. I have a temper too. And I really, you know, it's been my problem my whole life. So I've been trying to really control it. And I try not to swear at anybody. And I try not to belittle them. So I try to do my best when I can. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
I got one.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Carol. No. I got one more comment to Ron. Ron, if you would you tell the people what's going on up at the end of the park on that place that was derelict and what we got worked out?
Okay, yes, on Tina's house, I think it's 343 Holiday Park. It's the one that they tore apart, and we had a lot of trouble with him as far as he owns two properties in the park. He's not allowed to own two. He bought it at auction knowing that he couldn't own it. So we did put a stop work order on it, and it was completely gutted. And I mean, when I say completely gutted, there was no floors, no ceilings, no nothing. The back wall was gone. So I spent about 3 weeks between DOT, the state highway, the Motor Vehicle Department and the Board of down at Palm Bay zoning, and nobody wants to do anything with the mobile. I've beat my head against the wall with these people, and what they've come up with is the city of Palm Bay is not going to do anything on the interior of the mobile homes. They will not condemn a mobile home. They will not, you don't need to have a permit to tear your house completely apart. And I said, well, how about putting electrical and plumbing back into it? Well, that's not a responsibility anymore. So what we did with this fellow, to make it safe for the park, we made an agreement with him to get the mobile put back together. He's already got the floor. He's already started working on it. He's got the back wall in it. He's got the floor in it. And he wants to sell it. He's not going to be able to rent it because he doesn't live in the park. He can't rent that mobile. And he's going to sell it, and he's going to try to have it done within 6 months. And that was the agreement we made with him, just so we could make that area of the park a little bit safer in case we do have a hurricane or a tornado or whatever, a wind shear. And that was the best we could do. I mean, if the city of Palm Bay isn't going to help us out, we tried to work it out the best we could. I had Dave go down with me when we talked to him. So that's what we did with them.
By the way, we have a letter in writing. We gave him 6 months to get that house in shape and sold. And hopefully he'll do it before. Our point was we might as well have the beautification now and let him do it. Versus fighting with him for the next 6 months and getting nowhere. That's the story on that place. So if anybody's curious, pass it on.
And the other thing with that, he did apologize for owning the two in the park. He realized it's a mistake, and he's willing to, he wants to sell it. He's not going to stay here. You know, he's not going to live it himself. He lives on the other side of the state anyways. So that's where we sit at now.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is 31 from HPPOA that would like to make a report.
I have my sunglasses on. Hi, Pam Hefferman, 326 Holiday Park. HPPOA is really closed for the summer, but we're doing activities all summer long. Becky's got her ladies' luncheon coming up Wednesday. Karen has Wi-Fi bowling every Thursday. We have karaoke twice a month on Saturdays. The last time, 2 weeks ago, of course, in the summer, you're not going to have as many people, but there were still about 30 people that came to karaoke, and we had a lot of people get up and sing, and we joined the 50-50, and I think the person who won, I don't remember who it was, won like $80-something, yeah. You know, for a small amount of people, which is pretty good, and we're doing a free dance on the 25th. I found out how to use the Bluetooth with my playlist on my phone, and we're inviting anybody to come. Just bring your snacks and your beverage and come and have a good time. Either sing, dance, or do something. And that's it. Just continue to do things all summer long.
Ticket sales.
6 o'clock.
Ticket sales.
Oh, ticket sales for the 4th of July start on the 21st, right?
Yes, thank
21st,
you.
23rd, and then the following Tuesday.
And 30th, yes.
Yeah. And what else we got? I think that's it.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're open to public comments, please. Ursula, please come up.
Thank you, Mrs. Chairwoman. Most of what I was going to say has been taken care of. I'm glad that the TV people that you got a heck of a deal on are coming back and maybe even give us a better deal. Because we voted, we all voted for it, and then we retracted our vote, which I was silly. You got $55 a month, which is a great deal. And somebody said, well, if we save $1 a month, the guy is only charging us $15,000. It's going to take a while to recoup it. But that wasn't your deal. Your deal was the best, and it was good, and it never should have been retracted. So I had that on my list. Then I was told while I was on the board, I have to get this off my chest today. I don't care if
Please
you
allow
don't like it,
speak.
Gary.
Okay.
You're
oh,
laughing.
No, no, don't worry.
I was told by two board members when I was on the board that the questions I asked were too hard. I don't think that any trustee can tell another trustee what to ask. I don't think that's right. That's number one. I got over that one. And in one case, I was right by asking the hard question because what I said exactly came true. And then I was told, oh, just sit down and be quiet and listen. Okay. I'm a board member. I'm not allowed to talk. Also, we have someone in the park. And I'm sorry, I think you know that person that is going around, coming to meetings, yelling, screaming. And I heard that person saying, I quote, I'm about to shoot someone.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I did. I don't think that person said loud and clear, I'm about to shoot someone. I don't think that this is normal behavior for somebody in the audience. And I don't understand why this person is allowed to come to meetings or live in the park. I don't know his name, but I've seen him twice now throw a fit. Actually, last time he threw a fit, you crawled under the table, Miss Chairwoman. The first time you went like this, and the second time you crawled under the table. It's that person. And I don't know his name or anything about it, but that makes me worried with all the shootings that are going on. Is it safe to come here?
We'll do our best to make certain it stays safe.
Excuse me?
I said I will do my best to make certain that it stays safe.
Okay.
If it's in my ability, I will take care of that.
I appreciate it. Finally, I want to address another thing, and I'm going to address this to everybody, mainly the audience that is here. While I was down with COVID 11 days, a rumor was passed around the park that
Ursula,
I was having an...
Please speak a little closer to the mic.
You can't hear it?
Some of it.
Okay, a rumor was passed around the park that Gary and I was having an affair. I have a husband who's with me 24/7. God help me, you should pray for me since he's retired. So I don't know when I had time to have this affair. And the way this rumor started, it started with the board because I asked to sit next to Gary so I would learn more. So in case you didn't know, I'm having an affair right here. I'm sorry, Stacy. I know. You can have a break for a while. And...
Ladies...
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, let her finish her statement, please.
I only have a couple more things, then I'm done. By the way, after I resigned, we came here, and I really was trying to help. I think I did a little bit good on the board, but I was treated so rotten that I went home at the last meeting and had palpitations. So I said, this is not worth it. I resigned at 11 o'clock at night. So we have decided that we're going to move. So if you know anyone looking for a mobile home, 1141 Lindsay is for sale. We're going to put it on the market on the 20th because this is so not worth it. I came here to retire, to have a good time, help on the board, volunteer somewhere, and I can do this here because people lie. And another thing, Sean Paul Getty got nothing on this place. I'm glad to see you sitting here. And if you don't know who Sean Paul Getty is, it's the mafia. Okay? And remember, the Constitution says we the people. We the people don't elect the trustees. The trustees elect the other trustees. But remember, just remember that these people live here and pay good money and have a good time. And I agree, you always should be given respect. Even if you don't like that person, you should respect the chair. And you never can say, I didn't respect you. I even called you at home and was going to talk it out with you, Miss Allen, and you never called me back. So just remember, it's we the people who pay to keep everything going. And therefore, we do have rights. And God bless Sean Paul Getty, because he would love it here. So thank you for letting me speak. I appreciate it. I'm done. I hope my place sells very soon. And never, ever, ever will I forget this, how people say one thing, then do another. And I spoke with someone who's is on a corporate board. I've been on a corporate board before, but this is a huge company. And I was told a board meeting should never be more than an hour and a half. Look what time it is.
We're going to work on that.
Yeah, I know you will. I know you will. So congratulations to you. And I hope our place sells soon.
All right. Thank you very much. And I appreciate Thank your you. Time. And I'm sorry to hear that you're going to be leaving.
I just had to make some things clear because people talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, Annette, do you have something to say?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. Just want to point out. Annette Regas, 409 Holiday. I happen to notice today, coming in the park, the marquee, it's getting pixelated. There's something wrong with it. It's breaking up. The third line of the marquee in the middle.
Maybe someone from HPPOA could call Linda and let her know.
It's under warranty.
I'm sure it is.
Okay, well, there's no HPPO meeting, so you can't. So
no, but that. They're still here.
The office.
Pam.
Okay.
I should get one
Okay.
And I happen to notice tonight the garden area where we have the benches and the bricks. The fountain is on, but there's all green muck in it. There's no water coming out. The motor is running.
That's the back fountain?
No, the fountain, the little fountain in the front here of the driveway. You know, the little fountain? It's going to burn out the motor. They used to fill it and clean it out all the time when Earl was here, and they're not putting water in. The plants in that planter also are not being watered. They're all dying. Nothing there is being watered at all, taken care of. Half the plants are dead. So that needs to be whoever. Used to be Earl taking care of it. I'd like to know what cameras were ordered for the front gate. Are they in? And when are they going to be put up?
What are they?
Cameras.
We're working on something a little different. I'll bring that up next couple of meetings.
Okay. And I'd like to know, where are the lights, pendant lights that were supposed to be over the refreshment bar here? They were here before Cherie left. Are they still here?
Yeah.
They are?
Maintenance. Hmm? They're going to be installed.
Okay.
I think Van was going to do it, but he's not here.
Right. But, oh, and just a heads up to the custodian. When I went into the ladies' room, the first stall, the water was constantly running. I jiggled the inside of it to stop it. I just want to let them know that could be running a lot of water.
Is it still running?
No,
it's not. Okay, because we had a water leak today. And we had a water leak today, and they were working on it. So after, and I was checking. Okay.
Are there any additional comments? Any comments from the board?
Yes. I would like to make a motion to the board that we don't need to wear the Holiday Park shirts anymore, that we wear street clothes. Nobody pays any attention to the shirts, and they're hot. I just like to wear regular street clothes. Anybody want to second my motion?
I second that motion.
Okay, there's a motion. There was a motion made by Becky Ernest to no longer wear the Holiday Park shirts because they're hot and there's not a lot of them going around. That motion's been seconded by Mr. Vincent. Any additional comments to that? All right. Hearing none, we can call for the question. Those in favor of just wearing regular attire to the meeting, signify by raising your hand. All right. It looks like the motion has been carried.
Did you vote yes?
She voted for the negative vote. I find a negative vote to one negative vote. Yeah.
Seven yes, one no.
All right. Motion has carried. Any additional trustee comments?
I've got one. I sent a memo around a couple weeks ago after the last meeting, and I asked to have it put on the agenda, and it wasn't put on the agenda, so I'm going to bring it up now. Keith Richard was allowed to secure an additional property in Holiday Park on September 1st of 2021, and our deed restrictions say that you're not supposed to own more than one. He already owns 13, and he acquired 1056 Maple Court. And I was wondering what we can do about it.
Nothing. It's grandfathered in. What, years ago?
I've got a copy of the deed right here if anybody wants to see it. No, it was, September 21. September of last year, he bought another one. He already owned 13. It was right. He acquired
from his daughter.
It. Doesn't matter whether it's a quick deed or a warranty deed. He still acquired the property. And I also noticed that it didn't get put on the September new residence and new owner, or new owner resident form. And Lori told me she never saw the deed. So apparently apparently didn't fill out the proper paperwork, or I don't know, maybe they just hid it from them. I don't know. But I think something ought to be done about it. I just don't know what.
Yes.
I don't know who it's from.
Yes. It was from his daughter. When his wife passed away, each of the children got a mobile in the park. Okay. She did not want it anymore. So she quick deeded it back to him.
How long has she owned it?
3 years, I believe.
Yeah. No, so no, she could have sold it to somebody else. She didn't have to sell it to him.
I understand that. I'm just telling you what I know about it.
Thank you.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. If I remember right, Diane owned a certain amount of houses in here, and Keith owned a certain amount. When Diane died, they went to the children. That's how I guess the child got it. And I guess some of the children didn't even want them, so.
14 months
across the street. Yeah, here.
I mean, we're making the other gentleman, what is it, 343, we're making him sell that property within 6 months. I mean, can we?
Might be a question for the attorney.
I actually think this would be one for the attorney as well, since it was quick deeded to him. So what we will do is we will address a letter to Mr. Bone asking for guidance on this. And if we can legally force it, you know, force the sale, or if we have to accept it. So I will get that taken care of.
Thank you.
So would you make sure I get a copy of that, please? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any other trustee comments?
Yes. I just want to thank the other trustees and all the wonderful residents. The last 3 weeks has been difficult, and patience isn't my greatest virtue, but quite a few residents have spoken with my wife and I, and if they didn't, we probably would have been very upset about everything, just crawling in a corner or whatever, but we really appreciate your support and your encouragement, and I'd like whatever ends up happening, I don't know, but I feel it's in good hands. And I just want to thank you all for your support and concern.
Thank you. Any other additional trustee comments?
We didn't settle this, I don't think, with the Crawford Thomas. Are we going to still keep using them?
Let's go ahead and follow through with the next two interviews. Okay. And I think we can have the committee look further, and we'll see what we can get.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Okay, there's been a motion made to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and seconded that we adjourn. Meeting's adjourned.
I think Dave. I don't know. I'm freezing. Hey, I need a ride home if you don't mind. Hi, Stace. You didn't want what?
Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you.